This message, The Godhead Explained, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Tuesday morning, April 25, 1961, at the Holiday Inn in Chicago, Illinois, USA. Lumbeko, ubuNkulunkulu buchasisiwe. Ngomfowethu, William Marion Branham, wachunyayelwa ngolwesibili ekuseni ngoMabasa 25, 1961, a Holiday Inn, a Chicago, Illinois, USA.
Thank you, Brother Carlson, and greetings to all you brethren in the Lord.
Nyabonga mfowethu Carlson. Njalo ukubingelela kini lonke bazalwane labodade abakhonza inkosi.
Sometimes I feel a little reluctant to get up when I'm listening to such wonderful testimonies and so forth as I've been doing this morning.
Ngoi mina kwezinye izikhathi ngizwa ngithikaza ukuphakama lapho ngilalele obufakazi obuhle kanje futhi lokunjalo njengalokho ebe ngikwenza ekuseni.
And then fellow citizen in the suffering and persecution as our Baptist brother and sister has gone through being formerly a Baptist myself, a missionary Baptist, and knowing what it means when your people
futhige isakhamuzi esithile ekuhluphekeni lokuhlukunyezwa njengomzalwane lo tate wethu be Baptist abadlule kukho mina ngike ngaba ngumbaptist ngokwami missionary Baptist futhi ngisazi ukuthi kuchoni lapho abantu benu.
I had the same thing. My own people turned me out and they thought they'd send me away because I'd gone crazy.
Mina ngangilokufanayo. Izihlobo zami zangilandula. Futhi bacabanga ukuthi be ngangixotshela kude ngoba ngase ngihlanya.
And I found out, and I've usually said it a little kind of a roundabout way, if I'm crazy, just let me alone, because I'm happier this way than I was with my right mind.
Futhi nga thola, njalo ngihleli ngutho, ngendlela epotayo, nga ngihlanya, ngichiyeni ngedwa, ngoba ngiyajabula, kulindlela, ukwedlula ingqondo yami, isalungile.
So that's I have a little philosophy that I hold my own and
ngakho kungani yifilosofi engimi ngayo eyami futhi.
And I certainly have been enjoying this time of being this away.
Futhi ngokuqiniseka bengijabulela lesi sikhathi sokuba ngalindlela.
And the little Church of Christ brother here, as we usually refer to it, our Camelite. And I remember they were certainly hard hitters against the meetings when we first started.
Futhi umzalo nomncane we Church of Christ lapha njengoba sivame ukulitsho kumbe e Campbellite. Futhi ngiyakhumbula babedinda kanzima bemelana lemihlangano sisaqalisa.
But you know, we had one named Paul and that was the same way he became one of us.
Kodwa uyazi sasilomunye ibizo kungupaul ngesinye isikhathi wayenjalo futhi wase siba ngomunye wethu.
So I think what usually they look for is the life you live. You know, it's better to live me a sermon than preach me one anytime.
Amen.
Ngakho kuliqiniso ngicabanga ukuthi abajwayele ukudinga impilo oyiphilayo uyazi kungcono ukungiphilela intshumayelo kuloku ngijumayeza yona loba isiphi isikhathi.
Some time ago a great minister, fine full gospel man, of all of you know him, I suppose, is Reverend Booth Cliburn. Preaches the gospel in 7 different languages. He's just smart. And he's a mental giant.
Esinye isikhathi esedluleyo umchumayelo omkhulu indoda elungileyo yevangeli eligcweleyo lonke liyamazi ngiyacabanga ngu-Rev Booth Cliburn uchumayela ivangeli ngendima ezisikhombisa ezijiyeneyo uhlakaniphile futhi mina isiqwaga sengqondo.
And we were going along together one time, and he and Brother Moore and I, and we were discussing something, and I had the opposite side to him, and he looked around at me and said, "You just don't know your Bible."
Futi sasi hamba sonke ngesinye isikhathi, futi laye, nomfo wethu mo, futi lami, njalo sasi xoxa ngokuthile. Futi mina, ngangiphikisa, njalo wangikhangela. Wathi, awulazi iBhayibheli lakho.
You know how Brother Booth can say it?
Liyazi ukuthi umfo wethu Booth ukukhuluma njani.
I said, "That's true, Brother Booth, but I know the author real well."
Mina ngathi, liqiniso mfo wethu Booth, kodwa ngiyazi umlobi ngokuqotho.
So, I want, you know, not to know his word is life, but to know him is life.
Amen. Yes.
Whether I know his word, if I just know him. And that certainly is the truth.
Ngako, ngako, ngifuna uyazi hachi ugwazi ilizwi lakhe kuyimpilo. Kodwa ukumazi yena kuyimpilo. Kulungile, bona. Loba ngiyalazi ilizwi lakhe nga ngingaba mazi yena futhi lokho sibili liqiniso.
I was this morning shaking hands with this fine fellowship here of ministers and
mina bengi likuseni ngixawula izandla lobudlelwano obuhle la baba chumayeli futhi.
Sitting down here, this don't mean to make anybody conspicuous, but this colored man come in, brother, sat down there. I said to my secretary here, "There's a real Christian."
Ngihlele phansi la bekule angitsho ukwenza omunye abonakale egcekeni kodwa lindoda ensundu yeza mzalwane yahlala phansi lapha ngathi kunobhala wami la nanguya umKristo qotho.
You remind us so much of Elder Smith. He used to be a Church of God in Christ, I believe.
Liyangikhumbuza kakhulu umdala Smith owayejwayele ukuba ngowe Church of God in Christ, ngiyakholwa.
I used to preach so much for them down there, and now I can just see him yet. He looks something like the brother here, only had a kind of a gray mustache.
Ngangijwayele ukuchumayela kakhulu phansi le, futhi ngiyambona kathesi wayekhangeleka angathi ngumzalwane la kuphela wayelendevu ezimhlophe ezemlonyeni.
I come in the back door. I never forget the expression the old man used to say, "Look up, all the saints would be singing, you know." And there's a little girl used to sit on the corner. My favorite song was "Lift Him Up."
Ngangibuya ngomnyango wangimuva, futhi angikhohlwa inkulumo ayejwayele ukuyitsho. Lindoda endala khangela phezulu njalo abangcwele bonke behlabela uyazi, futhi kwakule ntombazane encane owayejwayele ukuhlala ejikweni. Ingoma yami engiyithandayo ngethi mphakamseleni yena phezulu.
They all clap their hands Pentecostal fashion, you know, "Lift Him Up." They love me and I love them.
Bonke babe qakeza izandla zabo uhlobo lwePentecost, uyazi, mphakamseleni yena phezulu. Babe ngithanda futhi lami ngibathanda.
And when we walk in, he used to throw out his head like this on the desk and just watch him, you know. He'd say, "Come in, elder. Rest your hat." Rest your hat.
Futhi lapho singena, wayejwayele ukuhlala lapha lekhanda lakhe linje etafuleni, njalo ebakhangele nje uyazi, wayethi, "Ngena mdala, hlalisa ingwane yakho, hlalisa ingwane yakho."
Brother here, and I learned then that one of my favorite gospel singers is his wife.
Umzalwane lapha njalo ngafunda lapho ke ukuthi omunye wabahlabeleli bengoma zevangeli ngumkakhe.
And I've done all the hinting I could to get her to sing, and then she asked not to be called on, and I know what that means. But I'm going to personally invite her, if she can, come over and sing it.
Futhi ngenza ukutshengisela konke engangingakwenza ukuthi ahlabele. Futhi manje ke wacela ukungabizwa futhi ngiyazi ukuthi lokho kuchoni. Kodwa ngizamema ngokwami nxa esenelisa aze njalo ahlabele.
Well, aren't you the sister sang that ship ahoy one morning at the Christian businessman down?
Awusuye utate owahlabela leya umkhumbe ahoy enye ikuseni amadoda angosomabhizimisi esikristu kathesi.
I hope my wife gets up this week, and I want her to hear you because I brag so much. And if you miss that on the tape, we're going to settle it. I love that good singing.
Ngethemba ukuthi umngami uzaphakama leviki, futhi ngifuna alizwe, ngoba sengizikhukhumeze kakhulu. Nxa ungakukhutha kutape, siza kulungisa. Ngiyakuthanda lokho, kuhlabelela okuhle.
And I used to tell the people I never could sing. Oh my, I was a million miles from that.
Futhi ngangijwayele ukutshela abantu angenelisi ukuhlabela. Oh mina bo ngikude okuyizigidi zamamayila kulokho.
But I said, if you ever get over in heaven and live in your big palace, you know, up there, I said, way down at the bottom of the hill back in the woods back there is a little cabin sits there. That'll be mine.
Kodwa ngathi nxa ungafika ezulwini uhlale endlini yakho enkulu uyazi phezulu le ngathi phansi ekugcineni koqaqa phakathi egangeni le kulendlu encane leyo izabe ingeyami futhi.
One of these mornings when you walk out on the porch and you hear somebody stand up there singing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Say to rich like me, you say, praise God, old Brother Branham finally made it. See? Be me over there listening, trying to sing.
Olunye lwekuseni lokhu lapha uphuma egumbini futhi uzwe omunye umuntu emelapho ehlabela umusa omangalisayo uhlabusa kangakanani ukuzwakala kwawo kwasindisa isihlupheke esinjengami uthi kadunyiswe uNkulunkulu mfowethu Branham omdala ufinyelele kuzabe kuyimpesheya le ngilalele ngizama ukuhlabela.
To my Christian brethren, and to, I believe one brother introduced himself this morning as a Buddha minister over here. Greetings to you, my precious friend.
Gin bazalone bam besi Christu. Futigu ngiyakholwa omunye umzalwane, umazise giti lokugusa, njongo mchumayeli wesibhuda lapha, ukubingelela kuwe mngane wami omuhle.
And I've had much dealings, not too much, but with the Buddha people, and especially in Canada, amongst the Chinese people, and found them very loving and sweet.
Futhi ngisebenzelane hachi kakhulu kodwa labantu besibhuda. Futhi ikakhulu eCanada, phakathi kwabantu besiChina, njalo ngabathola belothando futhi behlabusa.
I remember a little Buddha man from the Buddha temple came in to the Winnipeg meeting, and he was blind.
Mina ngiyakhumbula umbhuda omncane ethempelini likaBuddha weza kumhlangano yeWinnipeg futhi wayeyisiphofu.
It's very small, sweet little people, and they certainly believe that God was the healer.
Bancane kakhulu abantu abancane abahlabusayo futhi ngeqiniso bakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayengumsilisi.
While praying for him, and he is repeating over how he loved God, and all, once his eyes come open, and it was such a wonderful thing. So we appreciate every man and every person.
Futhi sisam kulegela njalo ephindaphinda ukuthi umthanda kanganani uNkulunkulu. Futhi konapho amehlo akhe avuleka futhi kwakuyinto enhle. Ngakho siyathakazelela amadoda onke labantu bonke.
Now, I haven't had this opportunity before in Chicago to try to speak.
Manje angizange ngibe lethuba leli emuva eChicago ukuzama ukukhuluma.
Which I would not try to bring any certain message. Because of ministers, you are so much more able than I to bring a message.
Kusicho ukuthi ngeke ngizame ukuletha umbiko othile ngoba abachumayeli lapha bayenelisa ukudlula mina ukuletha umbiko.
But and after all, you are not here to hear a message. But I thought that it might be a most glorious time that I could meet the ministers of Chicago, this district in here, and get more acquainted with them, and we be more acquainted with each other.
Kodwa futhi emva kwakho konke alilandanga ukuzozwa umbiko kodwa ngicabange ukuthi kungaba isikhathi esikhazimulayo ukuthi ngihlangane labathumayeli beChicago isifunda lesi la futhi ngazane labo kakhulu futhi sazane kakhulu.
And I certainly thank the Lord for this opportunity because I have come into the city many times here under one church sponsorship and under the Christian businessman sponsorship, therefore with not an opportunity to express myself to the Association of Brothers.
Futhi ngeqiniso ngiyabonga inkosi ngaleli thuba ngoba ngizile kuleli dolopho izikhathi ezinenge lapha phansi kosekelo lwebandla linye njalo phansi kosekelo lwamadoda a ngosomabhizimusi esikristu ngakho ke ngingela thuba lokuzicaza kubudlelwano labazalwane.
And then I thought, and there's so much that always follows a ministry like this, of ins and outs and ups and downs, so sometimes it's easy for someone to draw a wrong impression.
Futhi ngakho ngacabanga njalo kunenge okulandela intshumayelo enje ukuphuma lokungena futhi phansi laphezulu kuze kube lula kwezinye izikhathi ukuthi umuntu athole umbono omubi.
And I want to take this next few minutes to try to explain and make it clear to my brethren as clear as I know how to make it.
Futhi ngifuna ukuthatha imizuzu elandelayo ukuzama ukucacisa futhi ngikubeke mceke kubazalwane bami kucace ngendlela engenelisa ukwenza ngayo.
And I'm insufficient and incapable of making a talk that would perhaps seem sensible to men who are educated.
Futhi angenelanga futhi angenelisi ekwenzeni inkulumo engakhanya icace kumadoda afundileyo.
I do not have an education, and I like that, but I was loved the Lord, and the Lord gave me perhaps another way to win souls by a divine gift that it might fill up the gap of what my parents was unable to give me, an education.
Mina angila mfundo, njalo ngiya silela lokho, kodwa be inkosi ngiyayithanda futhi inkosi yanginikeza mhlawumbe enye indlela yokuzuza imphefumulo ngesipho sikamoya ukugcwalisa umkhandlo engangingenelisi ukuphiwa ngabazali bami imfundo.
From a home of a poor family and 10 children, a sick father, and I did not get the chance to get an education.
Kusukela emzini wemuli engumyanga futhi labantwana abalichumi loyise ogulayo njalo angitholanga ithuba lokuthola imfundo.
So then, but at birth, there was something happened that an experience with God to my mother and father, and you've read my story.
Ngakho ke kodwa ekuzalweni kukhona okwenzakalayo okwa isenzakalo loNkulunkulu kubaba lomama futhi lifundile indaba yami.
And by that, I try to put in my part with you, brethren, to draw sinners to Christ.
Futhi ngalokho, ngiyazama ukubeka ingxenye yami lani bazalwane bami ukuhuga izoni kuKristu.
And now, I'm not superstitious, but always before opening the word, I like to speak to the author a little bit, and could we just bow our heads again for a moment?
Futhi Gates mina angisiyo inkoleleze kodwa ngihleli ngingakavuli ilizwi ngithanda ukukhuluma lomlobi kancane futhi singakhothamisa amakhanda ethu njalo okomzuzu.
Our precious Father, Thou art our God, and we are approaching Thee in behalf of the gospel.
baba wethu othandekayo. Wena ungu uNkulunkulu wethu. Futhi sikulanda wena simele ivangeli.
I'm here before your children, your pastors, and brethren of like precious faith.
Mina ngilapha phambi kwabantwana bakho, abafundisi bakho, futhi labazalwa nebokholo oluligugu olufanayo.
How it thrills my heart to hear these men who have been misunderstood and sent into institutions for the kingdom of God's sake. See how you're calling your children in the last days.
Futhi kujabulisa kanganani inhliziyo yami ukuzwa la madoda angela kuqondwa kuhle futhi bathunyelwa ezintolongweni ngenxa yobukhosi bukaNkulunkulu. Bona ukuthi ubiza njani abantwana bakho emalangeni okugcina.
And we truly believe, Father, that we are living at the end of the race. As a prophet said, it shall be light in the evening time.
Futhi siyakholwa ngeqiniso, Baba, ukuthi siphila ekuphetheni komjaho. Njengomprofeti wathi, kuzaba ikukhanya ngesikhathi santambama.
And believing the day that we are the couriers of this great gospel light that by your grace you have permitted us to pack to the ends of the earth where this revival has gone.
Futhi sikholwa lamuhla ukuthi sizithunywa zalokho kukhanya kwevangeli ukuthi ngomsa wakho usivumele ukuthwala kuze kube semkhawulweni womhlaba lapho limvuselelo esifike khona.
And I pray, Father, that from my heart, that thou will let me express to my brethren this morning the motive and objective of my life to you, that they might understand.
Futhi ngiyakhuleka, Baba, ukuthi kusukela enhlizweni yami, ukuthi wena uza ngenza ngizitshengisele kubazalwane bami likuseni. Isisusa lenjongo yempilo yam kuwe ukuze bazwisise.
Granted that we might have perfect love and fellowship and cooperation and all the working of the gospel. For we asked it in Jesus' name who prayed that we might be one as he and his father was one.
Kunikeze ukuze sibe lothando olupheleleyo futhi ubudlelwano futhi ukusebenzelana emsebenzini wevangeli ngoba siyakucela ebizweni likaJesu owakhulekayo ukuthi singaba munye njengaye loyise ba munye.
Leaving this that this will all men know that you are my disciples when you have love one for the other. Amen.
Sikholwa lokho ukuthi ngalokho bonke abantu bazakwazi ukuthi lingabafundi bami. Lapho lilothando omunye komunye. Amen.
Now, just, and I hope and trust that I do not bore you brethren and sisters upon this, but I think I'd like to make myself clear so that you won't have to hear what someone else has said.
Manje nje futhi ngiyathemba njalo ngithemba ukuthi angilidini bazalwane labotate. Phezu kwalokho kodwa ngithanda ukuzicacisa ukuze lingezwe okuthiwa ngomunye.
And I have explained many times in other ministerial meetings, but this is my first time to the Chicago group. And I'd like to make myself real well known at of what I am trying to do.
Futhi ngicacisile isikhathi ezinenge kweminye imihlangano yabajumayeli kodwa lokho ngokuqala kwami uliqembu leChicago njalo ngithanda ukuzenza ngazakale kuhle lokho engizama ukukwenza.
In the blessed old gospel here, the 26th chapter of the book of Acts, we read, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
Kuvangeli elidala elibusisiweyo la isahluko 26 sencwadi yemsebenzi siyafunda. Ngakho, o Nkosi Agrippa, kangalanga ukulalela umbono wezulwini.
This is, of course, Paul speaking, which we all as ministers like to refer back to him, because we in one accord believe that he was the apostle to the Gentile church, that God called him to be a witness to the Gentiles.
Lo siyazi nguPaulu ekhuluma. Lo thina sonke njengabachumayele sithanda ukukhomba kuye, ngoba wathina simunye sikholwa ukuthi wayengumpostoli kubandla labezizweni, ukuthi uNkulunkulu wambiza ukuthi abe ngumfakazi kwabezizweni.
And his ministry had been called into question. And usually anything that's unusual springs up, it is called into question.
Futhi intshumayelo yakhe yayisibangele umbuzo. Futhi ngokujwayelekileyo, noma yini engavamanga iphuma iyabuziswa.
It's, and I think it's no more than right. It should be called into question.
Kuyi futhi ngiyacabanga ukuthi akusiyona into edlula okuhle, kufanele kubuziswe.
And I think that pastors sometimes are suspicious of things that they hear, and I think they have a right to be.
Futhi ngicabanga abafundisi kwezinye isikhathi bayacabangela ngezinto abazizwayo, njalo ngicabanga ukuthi balelungelo ukuba njalo.
Because if I understand the translation of the word pastor, it means a shepherd.
Ngoba nga ngizwisisa incazelo yegama umfundisi licho umalusi.
And therefore he's a feeder or a herder of a group of men and women of which the Holy Spirit has made him the overseer of. And he has a right to know what kind of food his sheep is getting and where it's coming from. I think he has a right to that.
Futhi ngakho ungumondli kumbe umalusi wexuku lamadoda labafazi umoya ongcwele omenze waba ngumboniswa walo, futhi ulelungelo lokwazi ukuthi luhlobo bani lokudla izimvu zakhe ezikudlayo, futhi lalapho okuvela khona. Ngicabanga ukuthi ulelungelo kulokho.
And if a pastor or sometimes people would seem to be just a little bit suspicious, that doesn't never should not bother anyone.
Futhi nxa umelusi kumbe kwesinye isikhathi abantu bekhanya besola kancane, lokho aku ngitsho akumelanga kuhluphe muntu.
It should only bring a respect to a man's heart for a man of that standing that would question it.
Kufanele kulethe inhlonipho enhlizweni yomuntu kumuntu wabo omileyo ongakubuzisisa.
And after all, if you're not sure that you're lined up right, how can you ever walk by faith?
Futhi phezu kwakho konke, nga ungaqinisekanga ukuthi uqondile, uzahamba njani ngokholo?
If you put up on your mind, now this seems to be psychology, which it probably is, and it is, but it's all right.
Nga ungabeka engqondweni yakho kathesi, lokho kukhanya njengokwengqondo okungaba yikho mhlawumbe, futhi kuyikho kodwa kulungile.
But you just really from your heart would think you'd never raise the table, you probably wouldn't.
Kodwa nje ngokuqiniseka kusukela enhlizweni yakho ungacabanga ukuthi awuyikuphakama usuka etafuleni mhlawumbe awungeke.
See, you've got, it's just that simple. You've got to believe, you've got to have faith, you've got to have confidence.
Bona ule kulula nje, ufanele ukholwe, ufanele ube lokholo, ufanele ube lesiqiniseko.
And how can you have confidence in anything that you don't even know where you're going?
Futhi ungaqiniseka njani entweni ongakwazi ukuthi lawe uya ngapi?
How could I travel down a road that I've never been before with a breakneck speed and all around curves not knowing what the next curve holds?
Ngingahamba njani ngomgwaqo engingakaze ngibe kuwo ngesiqubu esilengozi, futhi lasemjikweni ngingazi ukuthi kulani ejikweni elizayo?
You've got to see where you're going or you don't know how to walk. And that's where everyone should be.
Kumele ubone lapho oya khona. Kumbe awukwazi ukuhamba. Futhi iyo indlela wonke okumele abe hiyo.
And then when you see it, it's revealed to you and you know where you're going and nothing's going to stop you.
Futhi ngakho nga usenelisa uyayibona kwanjulo kuwe futhi uyazi lapho oya khona. Ngakho ke akukho ukuza kumisa.
And that's, I think, Paul, what he was trying to get to Agrippa here. That he told them that once I was one of you.
Futhi ngicabanga uPaul lokho ayezama ukukusa kuAgrippa lapha ukuthi wamtshela ukuthi ngake ngaba ngomunye wenu.
And I suppose maybe if this Baptist brother could go to the Baptist church this morning, he and his wife, that would perhaps be their testimony. I was once one of you.
Futhi ngiyakholwa mhlawumbe nxa lumzalwane weBaptist futhi engaya ebandleni leBaptist likuseni yena lomkakhe lokho mhlawumbe kungaba yibufakazi babo ngake ngaba ngomunye wenu.
Or the Church of Christ or the Carmelite brother here would go to his people.
Gumbe iChurch of Christ gumbe umzalwane weCarmelite la engahamba ebantwini bakhe.
I believe it's called a better name, Disciples of Christ, they call it, but it is really for the Alexander Campbell doctrine.
Ngiyakholwa kubizwa igama elingcono, abalandeli bakaKristu bekubiza, kodwa kungokwemfundiso kaAlexander Campbell.
And then the Church of Christ pulled out of you on account of music. That's right.
Futhi ngakho, iChurch of Christ yasuka kuwe ngenxa yokukhalisa amacaco. Kuqondile akusikho.
And if he could go back to them, he'd say, I was once of you.
Futhi nga engabuyela kubo engathi ngake ngaba ngomunye wenu.
And Paul goes back here to King Agrippa and Festus and said, I was once of you. I was the Pharisee of the Pharisees.
Futhi uPaul uyaphindela lapha kuNkosi uAgrippa lo Festus njalo wathi ngake ngaba ngomunye wenu. Ngange ngumFarisi wamaFarisi.
He come up under Gamaliel, the great teacher, and he knowed all their rules and regulations and just what they believed and what they did not believe, and said, even I persecuted the church of God unto death. See?
Yena weza phansi kuka Gamaliel umfundisi omkhulu, njalo wayesazi imithetho yonke, njalo lezimiso, futhi labakukholwayo njalo labangakukholwayo futhi wathi lakanye ngangelihlukumeza ibandla likaNkulunkulu kwaze kwaba sekufeni bona.
He said the very thing that I'm in question about I was a persecutor of.
Yena wathi into engilombuzo ngayo ngangingumlali wayo.
And I've always thought that the death of Stephen's must have got on to Paul. Because when he's seen that glorious look on Stephen's face.
Futhi ngihleli ngicabanga ukuthi ukufa kuka Stefan kweza kuPaul ngoba ebona ukukhazimula ebusweni buka Stefan.
When he looked up and the clods have beaten him to death and he said, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
Lapho ekhangela phezulu lamagade amchaya waze wafa futhi wathi ngibona uJesu ehlele esandleni sokudla sikaNkulunkulu.
And you know you can kill a messenger but you can never kill his message.
Yes, that's right.
Futhi uyazi ungabulala isithunywa kodwa ungeke ubulale umbiko waso.
And the message though Stephen's was gone on to stand with Jesus, yet his message lingered on because Paul kept talking about it and what he's least of them and wasn't worthy to be called one because he had a witness and give his consent to rid this godly person.
Futhi umbiko loba uStefan wayesehambile ukuya kuma lo Jesu lokho umbiko wakhe wawuqubeka ngoba uPaulo wala ekhuluma ngakho futhi ini ungoncane wabo njalo wayengafanele ubizwa ngokunjalo. Ngoba wayefakaze futhi wanikeza imvumo yakhe ukubulala lomuntu ongcwele.
And therefore, Paul, like all men before man, should do. Paul takes his experience back from the beginning to what he was, and then places it and bases it upon the Scripture to show that what he was doing was scriptural.
Futhi njalo, uPaulo njengokufanele kwenziwe ngamadoda onke, uPaulo uthatha isenzakalo sakhe emuva kusukela ekuqaliseni kulokho ayeseyikho khona njalo wasibeka futhi wasisekela phezu kombhalo ukutshengisela ukuthi ayekwenza kwakusembhalweni.
Though it was contrary to their belief, yet he was showing them that it was the Scripture.
Loba kwakuphikisana lenkolo yabo, lokho wayebatshengisa ukuthi ngumbhalo.
Therefore, I think that as I've often said, brethren, you who've been in the meetings, that if I'm ever found speaking things that's not scriptural, then I think it's true that, or any other brother, we ought to come to one another and say, that's not found in the Bible, you see.
Ngakho-ke, ngicabanga ukuthi, si, noma yini, njengoba ngihleli ngisitsho bazalwane, lina ebelisemhlanganweni, ukuthi nxa ngifunyanwa ngikhuluma okungekho empalweni, ngakho ngicabanga kuliqiniso ukuthi kumbe loba nguphi umzalwane kumele size umunye komunye sithi akutholakale eBhayibhelini lokho, uyabona.
If it's in the Bible, you might have a different interpretation, but if it's in the Scripture, all right.
Nxa kuseBhayibhelini ungaba lengcazelo ehlukeneyo, kodwa nxa kusempalweni kuhle.
Now, Paul was given his interpretation of what the prophet said and what Moses said was coming to pass, and he met Jesus on the road in a vision. And this Jesus called out to him.
Manje uPaulo wayenikeza incazelo eyachiwo ngumprofeti, futhi lo Mose akuchoyo kwakusenzakala futhi wahlangana lo Jesu endleleni ngombono. Futhi lo uJesu wambiza yena.
Which it should not have been a hard thing for those Jews, as he said, most noble Festus and so forth, that it would be a strange thing to you that God would raise the dead.
Oko kuthi bekungafanelanga kube yinto enzima kumaJuda lawo, njengoba watsho mhlekazi ohloniphekayo Festus, futhi lokunjalo ukuthi bekuzaba ngokumangalisayo kuwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu engavusa abafileyo. Bona,
because if you know what God was back there by the Scriptures, surely you know that He's able to raise the dead.
Ngoba nxa usazi lokhu uNkulunkulu ayeyikho emuva le ngempalo, ngeqiniso ubuya kwazi ukuthi uyenelisa ukuvusa abafileyo.
And then he said, given the experience of on this road to Damascus, of what happened, that to let them know that this Jesus that they were causing so much commotion about him preaching it was the very God that they had served all the time.
Futhi wathi wayebanike isenzakalo sakhe esemangweni esiya eDamaseko okwenzakalayo ukuthi ukubenza babekwazi ukuthi luJesu ukuthi babe dala ingqabangqoza mayelana ngaye elithumayela lona kwakunguNkulunkulu uqobo ababemkhonza isikhathi sonke lesi.
Because he was in the wilderness with them who led them.
Ngoba wayesenhlane labo yena owayebakhokhela.
Being that light, the fire, pillar of fire that led them, and he appeared to Paul in the same thing, the light again, that blinded him.
Eyikukhanya lokhu umlilo, insika yomlilo eyabakhokhelayo, futhi wabonakala kuPaulo ngokufanayo ukukhanya njalo okwamenza wampuputheka.
And he asked, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I'm Jesus that you persecute, and it's hard for to kick against the pricks."
Futhi wabuza, "Ungubani wena, Nkosi?" Futhi yena wathi, "NginguJesu lo wena umhlukumezayo, futhi kunzima ukukhahlela izicijo."
and he was trying to explain to them what it was. And he was trying to teach them that what that he was presenting to the people, that was that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, and that he had died and God had raised him up, and that was according to the scriptures.
Futhi wayezama ukucasisa kubo ukuthi kwakuyini. Futhi wayezama ukubafundisa lokho ayekwazisa ebantwini lokho kwakungu ukuthi uJesu Kristu wayengumesiya lokuthi wayefile futhi uNkulunkulu wamvusa yena kwabafileyo futhi lokho kwakumayelana lombhalo.
And that he now had ascended on high to God the Father, and that he was a witness of his resurrection.
Futhi lokho manje wayenyukele phezulu kuNkulunkulu uyise futhi ukuthi wayengumfakazi wovuko lwakhe.
And that these miracles and signs and wonders which were strange before the people were not nothing new to a real scriptural believer, because the Bible had spoke of it.
Futhi ukuthi lezi zimanga lezibonakaliso lezimangaliso ezazingajwayelekile ebantwini zingezintsha kweliqotho elombhalo ikholo ngoba iBhayibheli lalikhulume ngakho.
Look at back in the prophets, how that it prophesied what at the coming of the Messiah and what he would do, the lame would leap like a hart in Isaiah 35 and different scriptures that he could have referred to.
Kangela emuva kuba prophet ukuthi babe profeta njani ini uMessiah esiza futhi ayeza kwenza yena abagogekileyo babeza kweqa njengendluzele kuIsaiah 35 futhi lemibhalo ehlukeneyo leyo ayengaba ekhombe kuyo.
We don't have it written here, but perhaps going back and referring it in his short speech before the kings, because they probably wouldn't be as patient with him as you are with me.
Tina asilakho kulotshiwela kodwa mhlawumbe ukubuyela emuva njalo sikhomba inkulumo yakhe emfitshane phambi kwamakhosi ngoba babengeke babekezele ngaye njengalokhu eliyikho ngami.
So, and then he was explaining it and trying to tell them that the very God that they served.
Ngakho futhi wayekucasisa futhi ezama ukubatshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu uqobo ababemkhonza.
And then again he said, in the way that is called heresy. That's crazy, see. The way that's called heresy, that's the way that I worship the God that you worship.
Amen.
See, in the way that's called heresy.
Futhi ke njalo wathi, ngendlela abathi yibuhlanya lokho yikuhlanya bona ngendlela abathi yibuhlanya iyo indlela engikhonza ngayo uNkulunkulu elimkhonzayo bona ngendlela abathi yibuhlanya.
I'm sure that today if we stood with the former churches that we belong to, such as Presbyterian, Catholic, Baptist and different ones, we could say the same testimony to those people who say that they won't like put the brother in a psychopathic ward or something like that, in the way that's called heresy.
Amen.
That's the way I worship the God of our fathers.
Mina ngiqinisekile ukuthi lamuhla nxa simi lamabandla ethu akudala esasikuwo njengePresbyterian, iCatholic, iBaptist futhi lamanye ahlukeneyo singatsho ubufakazi obufanayo kulabo bantu abathi bafuna njengokuthi bebeke umzalwane ewadini yenhlanya kumbe okunye okunjalo ngendlela abathi yikuhlanya iyo indlela engikhonza ngayo uNkulunkulu wabobaba bethu.
What a grand testimony that was before Agrippa, until even in the midst of his talk Agrippa cried out and said, Paul, Saul, almost persuadeth me to be a Christian.
Futhi yibufakazi obuhle kanganani oba buphambi kuka Agrippa ngitshwela phakathi kwenkulumo yakhe uAgrippa wamemeza futhi wathi, Paulo, Saulo, wena uphosa ungivumise ukuba ngumKristu.
See how he brought the scriptures so clear, yet was contrary to his own synagogue, but the scriptures are so perfectly clear to he said, thou almost persuadest me to be like you are.
Bona kanjani waletha impalo yacaca kakhulu lokho kwakuphikisana lesinagogo lakhe kodwa impalo yayicacile kahle waze wathi wena uphose ukumvumisa ukuba njengawe.
Paul said, I wished you were.
Amen.
Altogether. Only I wouldn't want you to be in these chains that I'm in, you see. But to be a believer like he was.
Paulo wathi ngiyafisa ukuthi ungaba njalo ngokupheleleyo. Kuphela ngeke ngifune ube kula maketane enguwo, uyabo, kodwa ukuba likholwa njengaye.
In other words, if I wish to God that you seen the revelation like I see it, in other words, I wish you could do that. I just wish that you would.
Ngamanye amazwi, nxa ngiyafisa kuNkulunkulu ukuthi ungabona isambulo njengokubona kwami. Njengamanye amazwi, ngiyafisa ungakwenza lokho. Bona, ngiyafisa nje ukuthi ungakwenza.
When Festus, I believe, had told him that he had studied too much, he was off at his head.
Lapho uFestus ngiyakholwa wayemtshelile ukuthi wayefunde kakhulu, wayesephambene ekhanda lakhe.
But he let him know that he wasn't, that he knew where he was at.
Kodwa wamazisa ukuthi wayenganjalo, ukuthi wayesazi ukuthi ungaphi.
And I would say this morning, brethren, I altogether wish that I might, implying not the life of Paul, but just in order to give a little basic talk, because there's many more here that perhaps will speak this morning, but I wanted this opportunity to say this.
Foot, ngingat, liksen, basalwane, mina sibil, ngifisa ugut, ngingacho impilo ka Paul, kodwa ukunikeza inkulumo elula, ngoba banenge mhlawumbe abaza kuluma likuseni, kodwa ngifuna leli thuba ukutsho lokho.
Now, I wish that every different churches I heard you go down, Bethel Temple, Independent, Assemblies of God, and different ones, I wish that all together you could see what I see.
Amen.
I wish you could see the vision that I see. Then you'd have a clear understanding that of the ministry.
Manje ngiyafisa ibandla liphi lalipi njongo ulizwa lisehla iTempeli yeBethel, Independent Assemblies of God futhi lamanye ehlukeneyo, ngiyafisa ukuthi lonke lingabona engubonayo ukuthi lingenelisa. Ngiyafisa ukuthi lonke lingabona umbono engubonayo ngakho lingaba lokuzwisisa okucaceleyo lokho okwentshumayelo.
When I left the Baptist church to come over into Pentecost, and Dr. Roy Davis, who had ordained me into the Missionary Baptist Church, told me that I had a nightmare when the vision of the Lord came and spoke to me. And
lapho ngichiya ibandla le Baptist ukuza ku Pentecost futhi uDokotela Roy E. Davis owangicobile ebandleni le Missionary Baptist wangitshela ukuthi ngibe lephupho elibi lapho umbono wenkosi uzile futhi wakhuluma lami futhi.
And you know what healing was then? It was at the low ebb.
Futhi uyazi ukuthi ukusiliswa kwakuyini kuleso sikhathi bekusesimeni esiphansi futhi.
And I know nothing about Pentecostal. I heard there's a bunch of holy rollers that laid on the floor and slobber like mad dogs, and they had to fan them and get them back to life and all like that. That's all I know about Pentecostal people.
Futhi ngangingazi lutho ngamaPentecostal. Ngangisizwa ukuthiwa lixuku labagiqika abangcwele ababe lala esibuyeni futhi bagxoze angathi izinja esihlanyayo futhi babe pepetha futhi bebalethe ekuphileni futhi konke okunjalo yikho konke engangikwazi ngabantu bePentecost.
He said, who do you think will hear you?
Yena wat ngubani ocabanga ukuthi uza kulalela?
I said, if God is sending me, there's somewhere and somebody he's sending me to.
Amen.
That's right. See?
Ngathi nxa uNkulunkulu engithuma kule ndawo futhi lo muntu yena angithumela kuye kuqondile bona.
I said, Dr. Davis, I said, he was just as real. I stood and looked at him. I said, they told me those visions.
Ngoba mina ngathi, Dr. Davis, ngathi, wayeqotho, ngamkhangela, ngathi, bangitshela ukuthi leyo mbono.
I am a great believer, brethren, that gifts and callings are without repentance.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe that.
Mina ngilikholwa elikhulu bazalwane. Ukuthi izipho lokubizwa akula kuphenduka ngiyakukholwa lokho.
You're born, you cannot be something that you are not. And whenever you try to make yourself something that you're not, you're just playing the part of a hypocrite.
Uyazalo awuyenelisi ukuba lutho okungayisilo. Futhi lapho nxa uzama ukuzenza okungayisikho, udlala ingxenye yomkhohlisi.
Amen. And God, let me die before being a hypocrite. See, let me be just what I am, and then make it plain and clear, and then let me be that way, and then everybody knows, and you know just exactly.
Futhi, uNkulunkulu, yekela ngife, ngingakabi ngumkhohlisi. Bona, mangibe yilokho engiyikho khona. Futhi njalo, ngikwenze kube sobala. Futhi kucace. Futhi njalo ke, mangibe yileyo ndlela. Futhi ngakho wonke umuntu uzaba kwazi ngakho uyakwazi nje sibili.
And so now, as you know, I did not get very much of a schooling, as I said, so in my in theology I am the poorest there is, and I guess you know that.
Futhi manje njengoba lisazi angifundanga kakhulu njengokutsho kwami ngakho kwezenkolo ngingaziyo kakhulu futhi ngiyacabangela ukuthi liyazi lokho bona.
And as a preacher, I could hardly even call myself one because of not getting schooling and knowing words and so forth.
Futhi njengomchumayeli angingeke ngaqala ukuzibiza njalo ngoba ngingatholanga imfundo futhi lokwazi amazwi futhi lokunjalo.
But what little I have is my knowledge or knowing by His grace, the Lord Jesus, I try to share that with all my brothers everywhere, to share this.
Kodwa okuncane engilakho, njengolwazi lwami lokwazi ngomusa wakhe yena. INkosi uJesu, ngiyazama ukwabelana lokho labazalwane bami ndawo zonke, ukwabelana lokho.
And but when I left the Baptist church, which was the only church I ever come in or was ordained in.
Futhi kodwa lapho ngichiya ibandla le Baptist, okuyilo kuphela ibandla engalingenayo kumbe engacotshwa kulo.
And I was ordained in 1933 in the Missionary Baptist Church, Jeffersonville, Indiana. It's a member of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Futhi ngacotshwa ngo-1933 ebandleni le Missionary Baptist Jeffersonville, Indiana. Kuyi ilunga lomhlangano we Baptist waseningizimu.
And we in this time when I pulled away and just now the Baptist church is a sovereign church. We all know that it's you can preach about anything you want to if your congregational stand for it.
Ngakho thina kulesi skathi mina lapho ngaphuma futhi nje manje ibandla le Baptist libandla elizimele lodwa sonke siyakwazi lokho ukuthi ungachumayela loba ngani oyifunayo nxa ibandla lakho liza kumela.
You want to preach whatever you wish, and I like that, see, because I believe it's apostolic.
Baya nje ufuna ukuchumayela loba yini okufisayo futhi ngiyakuthanda lokho bona ngoba ngiyakholwa ukuthi kuyibupostoli.
Because the head, the highest order in the church is the shepherd. We realize that, the pastor.
Ngoba inhloko isimo esiphezulu ebandleni ngumalusi siyakunanzelela lokho umfundisi.
And if some bishop or somebody else is going to knock the revelation out of the pastor, then how is the God going to ever work in his church? See, you just can't get it.
Futhi nxa omunye umbishop kumbe omunye umuntu nje ezakhupha isambulo kumfundisi ngakho ke uNkulunkulu uza sebenza njani lebandla lakhe uyabo alikuzwisisi nje.
So and when I come out of there, I met up with the first group, which is the healing of little Betty Daugherty at St. Louis, Missouri, and it was a Pentecostal united or Pentecostal Jesus name church. And this pastor belonged to, and his little girl was healed.
Ngakho futhi mina ngile lapho ngiphuma khonapho ngahlangana lexuku lakuqala okwakuyikusiliswa kuka Betty Daugherty omncane e St. Louis, Missouri. Futhi kwakuyi Pentecostal United kumbe ibandla le Pentecost lebizo lika Jesu futhi lumfundisi waye ngowakhona futhi intombazana yakhe encane yasiliswa.
Frankly, I thought that's what made him Pentecostal was because that they call themselves Jesus only.
Ngeqiniso ngacabanga ukuthi yikho okwamenza umPentecost kwakungenxa yokuthi babe zibiza uJesu kuphela.
And I thought that's what made them Pentecostal. It was because that was what they call themselves, and that was the difference.
Futhi ngacabanga ukuthi yikho okwamenza umPentecost waye ngoba yikho ababezibiza ngakho futhi lo wawungu mahluko.
So well then from there I went to a fine man, had a great meeting in St. Louis, which the picture appears in there.
Ngakho yeboke ngakho kusukela lapho ngaya futhi indoda elungileyo waye lo mhlangano omkhulu e St. Louis isithombe sakho siyabonakala lapho.
We had the Kiel Auditorium in the first night or two. There's 14,000 packed it out, and we couldn't even had put police around the doors to keep them away.
Futhi sasi le Kiel Auditorium. Njalo lobo busuku bokuqala kumbe obesibili kwakule nkulungwane ezilichumilane be icwalisile futhi sasingenelisi loba saze safaka amapolisa emnyango ukubahlalisela kude.
And then from there on down to Richard T. Reed, the Blessed Old Bible Hour Tabernacle at Jonesboro, which was also of the same organization.
Futhi ke kusukela lapho kusehla kusiya Richard T. Reed owe Blessed Old Bible Hour Tabernacle at Jonesboro, okuyinhlanganiso efanayo.
And from that to Dr. G. H. Brown, same organization at 505 Victor Street and Little Rock, Arkansas, and from there to the West Coast.
Futhi kusukela lapho kusiya ku Dr. G. H. Brown inhlanganiso efanayo kusiya ku 505 Victor Street Little Rock, Kansas. Futhi kusuka lapho kusiya eKhunjini lwaseNtshonalanga.
And then when I get to the West Coast, I hit the fire.
Futhi ngakho nxa ngifika eKhunjini lwaseNtshonalanga, ngiyachaya umlilo.
Then I found out that there was as many divisions amongst the Pentecostal people in their organizations as we Baptists have.
Ngakho ngathola ukuthi kwakulokwehlukana phakathi kwabantu bamaPentecost enhlanganisweni zabo. Njengathi thina amaBaptist esilakho.
There were so many differences. There was assemblies of God and the Church of God and the something else and the something else and the something else and the difference.
Bon, babe lokwehlukana okuningi. Babe lakho, babe lokwehlukana. Kwakule Assemblies of God, futhi le Church of God, futhi lokunye okuthile, futhi lokunye okuthile, futhi lokunye okuthile, futhi lo futhi lo mahluko.
And they had separated themselves and had drawn little boundary lines, and all the other brethren begin to come to me and tell me, why, you're Jesus only with this group over here.
Futhi babe zehlukanisile bona, futhi babe dwebe imzila eyimngcele, futhi bonke abazalwane baqala ukuza kimi futhi bangitshela ngani ungowe Jesus only kanye lexuku leli lapha.
I said, no, I don't call myself that thing.
Ngathi hatshi, angizibizi njalo bona.
He said, well, you're associating with them. I said, well, I don't make me that. And I said, I just they were brothers.
Yena wathi, ngani uyazihambisa labo? Ngathi, awu, lokho, akungenzi khonoko. Bona, futhi ngathi, mina nje, babengabazalwane.
He said, they don't have nothing but a bunch of buzzard roosters and things around like that.
Futhi yena wathi, ngani, balixuku le, ngani, abala lutho, kodwa ixuku lezidleke zamawabayi futhi lokunjalo, khonapho kanjalo ngapi.
I said, now I beg your pardon. I meet real godly man there, and they are a man of God. And I said, I certainly resent calling them evil because they're not.
Ngathi, manje, uxolo, ngihlangana lamadoda kaNkulunkulu aqotho lapho. Futhi bangamadoda kaNkulunkulu futhi ngathi mina ngokuqiniseka ngiyala ukubabiza ngokuthi babi ngoba kabanjalo.
Well, then I tried to hold it off just as long as I could without expressing either way.
Awu njaloke ngazama ukubabamba nje okwesikhathi engisenelisa ngaso ngingakatshengiseli loba iphi indlela.
Well, I began to study what their ideas was and what their separations was and what made them separated.
Awuke ngaqala ukufunda ukuthi imiqondo yabo injani futhi lokuthi okwehlukana kwabo kwakunjani futhi kuyini okwakubehlukanisayo.
And I found that two of the great groups, one of them was called Jesus only, and the other was called Assemblies of God.
Futhi ngathola ukuthi amaqembu amabili elinye lalo lalibizwa ngokuthi Jesu kuphela, futhi elinye lalibizwa ngokuthi Assemblies of God.
And they were called out or separated on account of the issue of water baptism, one using Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the other using Jesus' name.
Futhi baphuma kumbe behlukana mayelana ngendaba yobhapathizo lwamanzi, omunye esebenzisa uyise indodana umoya ongcwele, futhi elinye lisebenzisa ibizo likaJesu.
Well, I looked and on both sides there were great men, servants of God.
Awuke ngakhangela futhi inhlangothi zombili. Kwakulamadoda amakhulu inceku zikaNkulunkulu.
And I thought, oh God, if I could see all them emerge into, just go ahead and have, but do not just draw their lines and say we won't fellowship one with another.
Futhi ngacabanga, oh Nkulunkulu, nxa ngingababona bebambana, baqhubekele nje phambili futhi babe kodwa lingadwebi imingcele futhi besithi asoze sikhonze sonke.
But I found out in this the evil spirit had got among them. And it caused hatred and malice over issues that had come among them. I thought, that's just exactly as good as the devil wants. That's just what he wants.
Kodwa ngathola ukuthi kulokho umoya omubi wawungene phakathi kwabo, futhi wadala inzondano, futhi umona ngendaba ezazizibuye phakathi kwabo. Ngacabanga lokho yikho sibili okufunwa nguteveli, yikho nje akufunayo.
As long as your guns are trained on one another, he doesn't have to fight a lick.
Nganje impopo yenu ikhokhelwe komunye lomunye akading ukulwa ngitsho kancane.
And so then finally it come to a showdown. And that showdown was at Seattle, Washington about 1946.
Futhi njalo ke ekucineni kweza ekuqedelaneni lokho kuqedelana kwakuse Seattle, Washington phose ngo 1946.
And one morning I was brought to the hotel lobby, something like this, with a breakfast of some ministers, and I had to talk to two main men.
Futhi enye ikuseni ngalethwa entubeni yehotela, ulutho olunje lokudla kwekuseni kwabanye abachumayeli futhi ngangifanele ngikhulume lamadoda amabili abakhulu.
And one of them was Dr. Nest. I suppose you Assemblies of God brethren remember him, is the Northwestern Territory, a great man, smart scholar. And he represented the Assemblies of God.
Futhi omunye wayengu Dr. Nest. Ngiyacabanga lina bazalwane be Assemblies of God liyamkhumbula. Wayesesiqintini sase nyakatho ntshonalaka indoda enkulu elungileyo isifundi futhi wayemela iAssemblies of God.
And then Dr. Sism of the United Pentecostal Church, I guess you United Pentecostal brother remember him, he is also of the Northwestern territories up there, that he was over them in the districts up there.
Futhi ke uDokotela Sism owebandla le United Pentecostal ngicabanga lina abe bandla le United Pentecostal yamkhumbula, laye wayengo wasesiqintini zase nyakatho ntshonalanga phezulu le, ukuthi waye phezulu kwabo njalo lezifunda phezulu le.
Well, these two men met and I was to be brought before them because the edges was getting sharp and it was cutting at me from every way. And I thought, well, what must I do? What can I do?
Awu lawa madoda amabili ahlangana futhi kwakufanele ngilethwe phambi kwabo ngoba amacele ayebukhali futhi kwangiquma indlela zonke futhi ngacabanga kuyini engifanele ukukwenza kuyini engingakwenza.
Now, well, they said, well, you must take sides with one or the other. If you're going to go with the Jesus name, you have to be Jesus' name.
Manje phela bathi, awu, kufanele uthathe icele lomunye kumbe omunye. Nga uzahamba labe Jesus' name, kumele ube yi Jesus' name.
And if you go with the Assemblies of God, you have to leave away from Jesus' name and be Assemblies of God, or so forth. It come to a place where I had to make a showing of some sort.
Futhi nga uhamba le Assemblies of God, kumele usuke kwabe Jesus' name, futhi ube yi Assemblies of God. Kumbe okunjalo. Kweza endaweni lapho okwa kumele ngitshengisele ukuthi ngimi ngapi.
I prayed much that morning before going down. I said, God help me, because there's two great men, there's thousands of servants, and you have sent me out here with a ministry.
Ngakhuleka kakhulu ikuseni leyo, phambi kokuya khona. Ngathi Nkulunkulu ngisize, ngoba kulamadoda amabili amakhulu, kulezi nkulungwane zezinceku, futhi wena ungithumile phandle lentshumayelo.
And they're both your servants. And should I throw what little influence I have to one organization when it's fighting the other one? See?
Futhi bonke zinceku zakho. Futhi ngingaphosela mfuzelelo bani encane kwenye inhlanganiso nxa ilisa enye bona.
I just can't feel right in doing that. I do not think that it would be the will of Christ for me to do it.
Angizwa kahle ekwenzeni lokho. Angicabangi ukuthi kungabe kuyintando kaKristu ukuthi ngenze lokho.
I said, God, help me and give me something to do, or give me something to say.
Futhi ngathi, Nkulunkulu, ngisiza futhi unginikeze okunye okokwenza, kumbe okunye okokutsho.
And then I had no one, I just had to stand there, just the Lord Jesus and I that morning.
Futhi ke, ngangingasela ngitsho loyedwa, ngase ngifanele ukuthi ngime nje lapho, iNkosi uJesu lami nje ikuseni leyo.
Well, the great debate come up. What are you going to do? What decision you're going to make?
Awu ukuphikisan okukhulu kweza kuyini ozakwenza? Yiluphi ukhetho ozalwenza?
I said, my decision has already been made. That my decision is to stand between both of you and join neither organization and say with arms around both of you, we are brethren. We are brethren.
Ngathi ukhetho lwami so lwenzakele lokho ukhetho lwami ikuma phakathi kweni lobabili futhi ngingelanhlanganiso engimalayo futhi ngithi lengalo phezukweni lobabili singabazalwane bona singabazalwane bona.
And I said, I have tried to read all the books that I could, how this come up, what was called this new issue, on how they separated themselves and how that this one began this way and that way. And
futhi ngathi ngizamile ukufunda zonke ingwalo ebe ngizikwanisa ukuthi lokhu kweza njani kuyini okwa kubizwa ngokuthi udaba olutsha futhi lokuthi bazihlukanisa kanjani futhi lokuthi lo waqala njani ngale indlela futhi laleyana indlela futhi.
I said, in arguments between you, I said, that's the same thing that broke up the Pentecostal move on the day after Pentecost. They begin to argue among one another, and I said, the thing separates again.
Ngathi empikiswaneni phakathi kwenu, ngathi into efanayo ehlukanisa amakholwa bese Pentecost ngosuku. Ngemva kwePentecost baqala ukuphikisana phakathi kwabo, futhi ngathi into ehlukanisa njalo.
I said, is there a possibility that there could be a medium between you brethren? Is there anything that could stand?
Ngathi kungenzeka yini ukuthi kungaba lomeli phakathi kwenu lina bazalwane kukhona ulutho olungama?
Well, they wouldn't open their mouth on that because it was very sharp. You know about 15, 20 years ago how it was, because the one group had just pulled from the other and there was contention very much.
Awu abazange bavule imlomo yabo kulokho ngoba kwaku hlaba kakhulu liyaziphose ichumi lanhlanu amachumi amabili eminyaka edluleyo ukuthi kwakunjani ngoba ixuku elilodwa elalisuke kwelinye futhi kwakuloku xabana okukhulu.
So I said, well, brethren, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to God never sent me to baptize anyhow. He sent me to pray for his sick children. I said, so I am going to pray for the sick children, and you ministers do your own baptizing. I said,
Ngako ngathi awu bazalwane nanku ese ngiza kwenza ngiza uNkulunkulu kazange angithume ukuya baphatiza loba kunjalo kwangithuma ukuya khulekela abantwana bakhe abagulayo ngathi ngakho ngiza khulekela abantwana abagulayo futhi lina bachumayeli yenzani ubaphatizo lwenu ngathi njalo.
I said now I want to ask you something just so that you will understand.
Ngat manje ngifuna ukulibuza olunye olutho ukuze lizwisise nje.
I said, Brother Nest, these Jesus name people, do you believe that they have received the Holy Ghost when they speak in tongues and do the same thing that you in the assemblies of God does? I said, certainly.
Ngat umfowethu Nest, laba bantu baka Jesus name, uyakholwa na ukuthi sebemkele umoya ongcwele nxa bekhuluma ngendimi futhi besenza okufanayo lalokho elikwenzayo eAssemblies of God. Wathi ngempela.
I said, Brother Sisson, do you believe that the assemblies of God have the Holy Ghost when they speak in tongues and do the same thing you did upon the baptism? He said, sure I do.
Ngathi mfowethu Sikizi, uyakholwa ukuthi iAssemblies of God balomoya ongcwele nxa bekhuluma ngendimi futhi besenza okufanayo lalokhu ela kwenzayo phezu kokuphaphathizwa. Yena wathi ngempela ngiyakholwa.
I said, now the Bible said God gives those the Holy Ghost who obeys him. Now who obeyed him? Who obeyed him? Which one of you obeyed him and God gave you both the Holy Ghost?
Ngathi manje iBhayibheli lathi uNkulunkulu unikeza umoya ongcwele labo abamlalelayo yena. Manje ngubani owamlalelayo? Ngubani owamlalelayo? Ngubani omunye wenu omlalelileyo? Futhi uNkulunkulu walinikeza lonke umoya ongcwele bona.
I said, but you say, Brother Sism, that Brother Nest hasn't got the Holy Ghost? I said, no.
Ngathi ungatsho mfowethu Sikizim ukuthi umfowethu Nest gala umoya ongcwele. Wathi hatshi.
I said, but you say that Brother Sism hasn't got the Holy Ghost? No.
Ngathi ungatsho ukuthi umfowethu Sikizim gala umoya ongcwele. Hatch.
See? That they both believed each other had the Holy Ghost, but you see, it just doesn't make sense, brethren. It doesn't make sense.
Bon, look. Bonke bobabili babe kholwana ukuthi omunye lomunye wayelomoya ongcwele. Kodwa uyabona, akula ngqondo bazalwane. Akula ngqondo.
And I heard a little later from that. I'll come back to my point in a minute.
Futhi ngezwe isikhatshana esedlulayo kusukela kulokho. Ngizaphenduka emcijweni wami ngemva komzuzu.
The Finnish brethren over here, after I had left Finland, where God gave us what I thought one of our greatest meetings, there where the little dead boy was raised in many things.
Abazalwane besifinishi ngale ngemva kokusuka eFinland, lapho uNkulunkulu wasinikeza engacabanga ukuthi omunye wemihlangano yethu emkhulu, lapho omncane umfana owayefile wavuswa lokunye okunenye.
I met in Stockholm, Sweden, with Louis Petrus of the Philadelphia Church there, which is a great man of God. And the Philadelphia Church.
Ngahlangana eStockholm, Sweden, lo Louis Petrus, owe banda le Philadelphia khonale, oyindoda kaNkulunkulu enkulu, futhi le bandla le Philadelphia.
Brother Gordon Lindsay, which was now, I don't think he belongs to it now, but he was belonged to the Assemblies of God. And the Assemblies of God is one of my great sponsors internationally.
Umfowethu Gordon Lindsay, owayese kathesi ngiyacabanga, angicabangi ukuthi ulokhe ongowakhonale kathesi, kodwa wayengowe Assemblies of God, futhi Assemblies of God ngeyinye yabasekeli bami abakhulu umhlaba wonke jikelele.
And the Four Square, which was a pull away from the Assemblies of God, is one of my great sponsors. The one that is internationally is one of my great sponsors. See?
Futhi iFour Square, abasuka kuAssemblies of God, ngenye yabasekeli bami abakhulu. I-Oneness injalo, umhlaba wonke jikelele, ngabanye babasekeli bami abakhulu. Bona.
And I just took that stand, only leaving sharp edges, and then took a stand that I will not take stands on either side of that fussing until we can see we are brothers and come together, and then we'll all see that same direct point there that we're coming to, the motive and objective of doing so.
Futhi ngathatha ukuma lokho kuphela ngachiya amacele abukhali futhi ngakho ngathatha ukuma ukuthi angikuthatha ukuma loba laliphi icele lokuphikisana okunjalo size sibone ukuthi singabazalwane futhi size ndawonye futhi ngakho siza sonke sibone umcijo oqondileyo ngqo lapho esiza kuwo isisusa lenjongo yokwenza lokho.
And you must test your motive and objective first.
Futhi wena kufanele uhlole isisusa lenjongo yakho kuqala.
First find the will of God, and then find your objective, and then test your motive and see if your motive is right.
Kuqala dinga intando kaNkulunkulu. Futhi ke udinge injongo yakho. Futhi uhlole isisusa sakho. Futhi ubone nxa isisusa sakho silungile.
Then, as Jesus said in Mark 11:24, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart. But as long as you got doubt in the heart, whether it's the will of God or your motive or objective is wrong, how is it going to move?
Njalo ke, njengo Jesu wathi kuMark 11:24, uba ungathi kulintaba, suso, njalo ungathandabuzi enhlizweni yakho. Kodwa nxa nje ulokuthandabuza enhlizweni yakho, loba yintando kaNkulunkulu kumbe isisusa sakho kumbe injongo yakho.
But when you know that your motive is right and it's the will of God and your objective is right, it's got to move. That's all. Or God told something wrong.
Kodwa nxa usazi ukuthi isisusa sakho silungile njalo yintando kaNkulunkulu futhi injongo yakho ilungile ifanele isuke yikho kuphela kumbe uNkulunkulu wakhuluma okuphambukileyo.
That's the very reason when I go to the platform in churches, no one has never heard me mention those things on platform, those issues. I just let them alone. See, that's up to the human, see.
Yiso isizathu lapho ngisiya ku platform emabandleni akekho oseke wangizwa ngikhuluma lezo zinto ku platform lezo ndaba. Ngiyaziyekela zothu bona kukini lina madoda bona.
I'm here to help you win souls to Christ by a divine gift, you see. So it don't make any difference. You do your baptizing.
Ngilapha ukulincedisa ukuzuza imphefumulo kuKristu ngesipho esikamoya uyabo bona akwenzi mahluko lina yenzani ubhaphathizo lwenu.
But then when it comes, of course, I've been called everything. I've been called I don't know how many, anywhere from a incarnate son of God down to a devil. That's right, everything.
Kodwa nxa lapho kusiza kungaselani ngibizwe ngakho konke ngibizwe angazi okunenge njani loba nga kusukela kuku ndodana kaNkuluNkulu esenyameni kusehla kusiya ku devil kuqondile konke.
But at the back of it all, I'm your brother, fellow citizen of the kingdom of God, working with you all for the kingdom, and that is true.
Kodwa emva kwakho konke ngingumzalwane wenu isakhamuzi esithile sombuso kaNkuluNkulu. Ngisebenzelani lonke ngenxa yombuso futhi lokho kuliqiniso.
Now, if it's all right and you think we have enough time, I'd like to tell you how we discuss that. Would it be all right, brother? Just for a minute, brother Nest and them. All right?
Manje ngiza nxa kulungile njalo licabanga ukuthi selesikhathi eseneleyo ngizathanda ukulitshela ukuthi sakukhuluma njani lokho kungabe kulungile. Bazalwane okomzuzu mfowethu nesifuthi labanye kukahle.
And it might be a little bit that would help you. It helped you to understand, kind of. I wrote down here some of the things that I remembered. It took off there.
Futhi kuba kuncane ukuthi kuzalisiza. Kuzalisiza ukuthi lizwisise ngokunjalo. Ngaloba phansi lapha ezinye zezinto engizikhumbulayo abazithathayo le.
And they asked me, what did I believe about the Trinity? Did I believe that there was a Trinity of God?
Ngakho bangibuza ukuthi ngangikholwani ngobuthathu. Ngangikholwa ukuthi kulobuthathu bukaNkulunkulu yini.
Now, brethren, when we approach this, I hope that when this is over, that we'll be the same brothers that we've been all along. See?
Manje bazalwane, nxa silanda lokho, ngethemba ukuthi nxa lokho sokuphelile, ukuthi siza kuba ngabazalwane abafanayo ebesiyibo bona.
But I feel that I owe it to you because your people comes to my meetings, and I certainly wouldn't want to send one of them away deceived.
Kodwa ngizwa ukuthi ngilomlando kini. Ngoba abantu benu beza kumhlangano yami. Futhi ngingeke ngifune ukuthumela kude omunye wabo ekhohlisiwe.
And I have always told the people who write me questions outside of what I preach on the platform, and here's my secretary and so forth.
Futhi ngihlala ngitshela abantu aba ngilobela imbuzo phandle kwalokho engikuchumayela ku platform. Futhi nangu unobhala wami futhi lokunjalo.
If they ask me a question, what about this or what about that, I said, ask your pastor. See?
Nga bengibuza umbuzo. Kanti lokho kumbe kungani lokhuya? Ngathi buza umfundisi wakho bona.
Because if he's led you this far to you've received the Holy Ghost, he'll take you on, you see. You ask your pastor because little things like that causes confusion, and therefore I leave away from it, you see.
Ngoba nxa ekukhokhele kuze kube manje waze wamkela umoya ongcwele uza kuquba uyabo wena bona buza umfundisi wakho ngoba into ezincane njengalezi zidala ukudideka futhi ngakho ngiyahlala kude lakho uyabo.
Now, and I've been said that I was a fighter of organizations. Now, I am not.
Manje futhi ngichiwo ukuthi ngingumlwisi wezinhlanganiso. Manje angisuyi.
I think that organizations is wonderful, but when your system of your organization gets corrupt, that's what I'm against. See?
Ngicabanga ukuthi izinhlanganiso zinhle. Kodwa nxa uhlelo lwenhlanganiso lungabola, yikho engiphikisana lakho, bona.
No matter whether it's oneness or it's a trinity or whatever it is, the system that when you get to a spot you now to say, we are the assemblies of God.
Loba yi oneness, kumbe kumbe yibuthathu, kumbe loba yikuyini, okuyikho uhlelo. Nxa ufika endaweni wena kathesi futhi uthi thina si assemblies of God.
Well, who's that across the street? Oh, that's our brethren. They are called the United Pentecostal.
Aw ngubani lwana ongaphesheya kwesitalati o labo ngabazalwane bethu babizwa ngokuthi iUnited Pentecostal.
Well, who's that over there? Oh, that's the Four Square Brethren. Oh, we are a wonderful brethren. We have a great fellowship one with another.
Aw ngubani lwana ongale o ngabazalwane be Four Square o singabazalwane abalungileyo silobudlelwana obuhle omunye lomunye.
Oh, you all believe the same thing? Oh, yes, we believe.
Oh, lonke likholo kufana. Oh, yebo siyakholo.
Well, what makes you this way? Well, these brethren baptized this way, and these baptized this way, faithfulness, and these baptized.
Manje yebo, kuyini okulenza libe yile indlela. Awu, laba abazalwane babhaphathiza ngalindlela. Njalo laba babhaphathiza ngalindlela besi flathele futhi laba babhaphathiza.
Like in South Africa there, brother, we run up on that. They ask me, one group baptizes three times face forward, and the other baptized three times face backward.
Njenga se ningizimu Afrika lapho, mzalwane sahlangana lalokho. Bangibuza, elinye iqembu lipapatiza katatu, ubuso phambili, elinye lipapatiza katatu, ubuso emuva.
And they said, I said, where do you get that one? Said, when he died, the Bible said he pitched forward. And that, therefore, we should pitch him forward.
Foot, but ngat ligutola ngapi lokho. Omunye wathi lapho esifa ipipe lati wawela pambili futhi wathi ngakho kumele sibawisele pambili.
And I said, well, to the other group, what about you? Said, did you ever bury a man with his face down?
Futhi ngathi awu kwelinye iqembu uyini eliku lina ke. What? Lage langcwaba umuntu ubuso bukhangele phansi.
Well, and you know what? They separated themselves and made two groups, two organizations.
Awu, futhi liyazini. Baze hlukanisa futhi benza amaxuku amabili, inhlanganiso ezimbili.
Oh, mercy, brother. That's just what the devil wants. That's just what he wants. But get yourself.
Oh umusa bazalwane yikho nje okufunwa ngudeveli yikho nje akufunayo ye zithatheni.
Now see, it's not the apostolic faith mission or is it, either it is the Pentecostal assemblies on the other side. It isn't that.
Manje bona akusi apostolic faith mission kumbe yi Pentecostal assemblies kolunye uhlangothi akusikho lokho.
There are fine men in both groups like there is here. But you see, it's the system of the thing.
Kula madoda alungileyo kumaqembu omabili. Njengo kukhona la. Kodwa uyabo kuluhlelo lwento.
It's just like the Catholic, as I've often said. If he's a Catholic and depending on Christ for salvation, he's saved.
Amen.
Certainly, that's right. If he's depending on the church, he's lost.
Kufana le Katolika. Njongo kuba ngijwayele ukutsho. Nga engowe Katolika njalo ethemba kuKristu ngosindiso usindisiwe ngeqiniso kunjalo nga ethemba ebandleni ulahlekile.
And any you Pentecostal brother know, if we're looking to the Pentecostal church to save us, we're among man most miserable. That's right, because we're lost. That's right.
Futhi lo bangubani wenu bazalwane bePentecost. Liyazi nga sikhangelele ibandla lePentecost ukuthi lisindise singaphakathi kwamadoda abahluphekileyo kakhulu. Kunjalo ngoba silahlekile kunjalo.
But if we're looking to Jesus Christ,
amen,
then we're saved by our faith of what a finished work. And these little working things and brands, it doesn't make much difference.
Kodwa nxa sikhangele kuJesu Kristu, ngakho sisindisiwe ngokholo lwakho. Lokho in umsebenzi ophelileyo. Futhi lezi zinto ezisebenzayo njalo lezi mpawulo akwenzi mahluko omkhulu.
Now, I said to Brother Sism and Brother Ness, to answer your question, I said, now, I do not take either sides with you, brethren, and I know as long as you fuss, you're both wrong. See?
Manje ngat umfowethu Sism, kunjalo lo mfowethu Ness, ukuphendula umbuzo wenu. Ngathi manje, angithathi ngitsho uhlangothi lani bazalwane. Futhi ngiyazi nxa nje liphikisana lonke liphambukile bona.
Because I would rather be wrong in my doctrine and right in my heart than to be right in my doctrine and wrong in my heart.
Amen.
I said, after all, it's your heart's condition.
Ngoba ngingangcono ngiphambuke kumfundiso yami futhi ngilungile enhlizweni yami. Kulokulunga emfundisweni yami futhi ngiphambuke enhlizweni yami bona ngathi emva kwakho konke.
And I've made that a practice to know this, that if a man, no matter what he does and how much he differs, and what he says about me, if in my heart, not from it's a duty, but from my heart, I can't love that man as well as I love anyone else, then I know there's something wrong in here.
Amen.
See, that's right.
Futhi ngakwenza umkhuba lokho, ukwazi lokho ukuthi, nga umuntu kungelana akwenzayo, futhi kanganani ukwahlukana. Futhi la kuchoyo mayelana ngami nxa enhlizweni yami athi umlando nje kodwa enhlizweni yami ngingenelisi ukuthanda lowo muntu ngendlela engithanda ngayo umuntu wonke ngakho ngiyazi ukuthi kukhona okuphambukileyo lapha bona kunjalo.
Because it's no matter if he a little brother come not long ago, a little Church of Christ brother, and oh, he stood up there and he said, this guy's a devil. See?
Ngoba kungelani nxa umzalwane omncane weza kungasisikhathi eside esedluleyo umzalwane omncane we Church of Christ futhi o wama phezulu futhi wathi lundoda ngudevil bona.
He says of the Holy Ghost, he said there is no such a thing. Only the 12 apostles received the Holy Ghost and divine healing was only given to those 12 apostles.
Yena wathi utsho okomoya ongcwele. What akulanto enjalo bona phela abapostoli abalithumi lambili kuphela bamgela umoya ongcwele futhi ukusiliswa kukamoya kwanikezwe kuphela kubo abapostoli abalithumi lambili.
And went on about a half hour and I said, just a moment brother, I think you ought to give me just a chance to defend this. See?
Futhi waqhubekela phambili okungaba ingxenye yehola futhi ngathi umzuzwana nje emzalwane. Ngicabanga ukuthi kufanele nginike ithuba ngemele lokho bona.
I said, you said that you spoke where the Bible spoke in the silent, where it was silent. And he said, we do.
Ngathi uthe ukhuluma lapho iBhayibheli elikhuluma khona. Futhi uthule lapho elithule khona. Futhi yena wathi siyakwenza.
I said, now you said that just the 12 apostles received the Holy Ghost. The Bible said there was 120 in the upper room when the Holy Ghost fell.
That's right.
Women and all.
Ngathi manje wena uthe kwaku labapostoli nje abalithumi lambili abamkela umoya ongcwele. IBhayibheli lithi kwakulekhulu lamathumi amabili endlini yaphezulu lapho umoya ongcwele usehla abafazi futhi labo bonke.
And would you mind to tell me, do you think Paul didn't have the Holy Ghost and he received it a long time after that? See?
Futhi ungafuna ukungitshela ucabanga ukuthi uPaulu wayengela moya ongcwele futhi wamkela wona isikhathi eside ngemva kwalokho bona.
And you said the gift of healing was only given to the 12 apostles, and Stephen's went out a few days later, and he wasn't one of the 12. He is not even a preacher. He is a deacon. And went out to Samaria and cast out devils.
Futhi uthe isipho sokusiliswa sanikezwa kwabalithumi lambili kuphela. Futhi uStephen waya phansi emva kwamalanga ambalwa, futhi wayengayisuye omunye wabalithumi lambili. Wayengasuye umthumayeli, wayengumdikoni. Futhi waya eSamaria futhi waxotsha odeveli futhi.
Oh brother, it's very silent right here where you have to keep it.
Ngathi oh mzalwane, kwakuthule lapho, yeah, lapho owawugcine khona.
And after it was over, I said, I forgive you for calling me a devil because I know you didn't mean that.
Futhi emva sokuphelile, kodwa ngathi ngiyakuxolela ngokungibiza udeveli ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi ubungafuni ukukutsho lokho.
And then when he got finished, he come up, he said, there's one thing I can say, you have the Spirit of Christ.
Futhi lapho eseqedile, wabuya wathi, kukhona okukodwa engingakutsho, ulomoya kaKristu.
I said, now brother, which am I, a devil or of Christ?
Ngathi manje mzalwane, ngikuphi, udeveli kumbe oka Kristu, bona, bona.
But I tell you, see, because if a man, he could tell that I loved him. No matter he was disagreeing and horribly disagreeing and lambasting.
Kodwa ngiyakutshela bona ngoba ukuthi umuntu wayebona ukuthi ngiyamthanda. Kungelani wayephikisa futhi ephikisa kakubi futhi epopota.
I'm a hunter and with wild beasts all my life. And people said, how that time when I had to kill that bear with a knife? See? Said, wasn't you afraid of him?
Yena, ngingumzingeli futhi lenyamazana zeganga, impilo yami yonke, futhi abantu bathe kanjani, leso sikhathi lapho, engabulala khona lelo bere, ngenqamu ubona, wathi, waunga mesabi na.
I said, no, if I had been afraid of him, he'd kill me, see?
Ngathi hachi, ngangabe, ngangimesaba, waeza ngibulala bona.
But see, you can't bluff them. They know whether you're afraid of them or not.
Kodwa bona, ngeke uwavale ngenkohliso. Liyakwazi ukuthi uyalisaba kumbe hatshi.
You'd be afraid of a horse and watch what a horse will do, he'll stomp you.
Yesaba ibhiza futhi ukhangele ukuthi ibhiza likwenzani. Liyakunyathela bona.
So if you're afraid, you can't bluff it. You've really got to have it.
Ngakho nxa usesaba, ngeke uvale ngokukhohlisa, kufanele ube lakho ngempela.
That's the way it is with Satan.
Hiyo indlela okuyiyo ngoSathane.
That's the way it is among man. You've got to love man. You can't just bluff it, you've got to have it, or your colors will show somewhere. See?
Hiyo indlela okuyiyo phakathi kwabantu. Kumele uthande abantu, ngeke uvale ngokukhohlisa, kufanele ube lakho, kumbe imibala yakho izatshengisela kwenye indawo ubona.
That's right, you really got to love people, and they know you love them. See, there's something about it.
Kuqondile, kumele uthande abantu sibili. Futhi labo, bakwazi ukuthi uyabathanda, bona, kulolutho ngakho.
And the man now called my wife a few days ago and says, is Brother Branham there? Said, no.
Futhi, lindoda manje, yatshayela ucingo umkami, amalanga ambalwa, edluleyo futhi wathi, ukhona umfowethu Branham lapho? Wathi hatshi.
Said, well, one thing I have to say, I disagree with him in theology, but I say he's a servant of Christ.
Wathi awu, into yinye engizayicho. Ngangiphikisana laye enkolweni, kodwa ngithi uyinceku kaKristu.
Well, then, and then before I left, he sent a letter to me, and he said, I'm coming up as soon as you get back. I want that baptism of the Holy Ghost that you're talking about.
Yebo ke, njalo. Futhi njalo ke ngingakasuki. Wangithumela incwadi. Futhi wathi, ngiyeza khona ngapho. Lapho nje uphenduka. Ngifuna lolo papatizo lukamoya ongcwele. Lolo okhuluma ngalo.
So, you see, just where if I'd have had that feeling of saying, well, there's nothing to you, your whole denomination is no good, and all you Church of Christ people is no good, you're no good, you're devils, I'd have never won that man.
Ngakho uyabona nje, ngapi, nga ubungaba, nga bengingaba lomuzwa lo, ukuthi kungani, akula lutho kuwe, inhlanganiso yakho endala, ayilunganga. Futhi lina lonke bantu be Church of Christ alunganga lingo devil ngangasoze ngimzuze lowo muntu.
And if I would have told him that I loved him and didn't mean it in my heart, he'd have known better. That's all there is to it. You've got to mean it in your heart.
Futhi nxa ngabe ngamtshela ukuthi ngiyamthanda futhi ngingakutsho enhlizweni yami wayezaba kwazi ngcono yikho konke okukhona kukho kufanele ukutsho enhlizweni yakho.
And that's on the nights when I walk out on that platform under that discernment thing. I don't think about it.
Futhi kusebusuku lapho engihamba khona ku platform phansi kokudalula lokho bona angicabangi ngakho.
I just don't eat food from dinner time and fast and pray and stay in the room because he promised me he would do it.
Mina nje angidli kusukela ngesikhathi sokudla kwantambama. Futhi ngizile njalo ngikhuleke. Futhi ngihlale ekamelweni ngoba wangithembisa ukuthi uza kwenza.
And therefore I go without one shadow of doubt because he promised he would do it.
Futhi ngakho ngiyahamba ngingela ithunzi lokuthandabuza ngoba wangithembisa ukuthi uza kwenza.
Therefore see my know my motive is what my objective is what for the furtherment of the kingdom of God.
Ngakho ke bona eyami ngiyazi isisusa sami siyini injongo yami ihini ngokwenqubekela phambili yombuso kaNkuluNkulu.
If a man goes this way, that way, whatever church he goes, as long as he comes to Christ, it doesn't matter to me. And that's in my heart, see?
Nga umuntu ehamba ngale indlela leya indlela loba yiliphi ibandla akulo nga nje esiza kuKristu akulandaba kimi futhi lokho kusenhlizweni yami bona.
And no matter if we go over and join the Church of Christ, that's just all right. That's fine. If he, what church he joins, it doesn't matter to me. But as long as I want his soul with Christ, is the main thing.
Futhi kungelani nxa sihamba futhi sisiyahlanganelana le Church of Christ. Lokho kukahle. Kulungile. Nxa liphi ibandla alihlanganelayo, akulandaba kimi. Nxa nje ngizuzele umphefumulo wakhe kuKristu.
So I said, Brother Ness, not to be different. Now I'm going to.
Ngakho ngathi mfowethu Ness, hatshi ukwehlukana kathesi ngizaku.
It's all right, use this, brother.
Kulungile na ukusebenzisa lokho mzalwane.
I said, I want to say and explain, and in this I might say to you, brethren here, now don't mention this amongst your congregations, if you will, and do me a favor. Just let me just be your brother, you see, and if I'm wrong, then you forgive me.
Ngathi ngifuna ukukhuluma njalo ngicasise. Futhi kulokho, ngingathi kini bazalwane lapha, kathesi. Lingakutsho lokho, phakathi kwamalunga enu. Nxa liza kwenza futhi, lingenzele isihle. Yekani nje, ngibe ngumzalwane wenu. Uyabona. Futhi mina, futhi nxa, ngiphambukile ngakho lingxolele.
But I want to explain to you, being that there's both groups sitting here this morning, both the oneness and the assemblies also in the Trinitarian belief.
Kodwa ngifuna ukucacisa kini, kuyikuthi kulamaqembu amabili ahleli lapha likuseni, awe oneness futhi iassemblies njalo futhi lenkolo yobuthathu.
Now, I want to make this statement. I want to say that I believe that both sides are wrong as long as they argue one with another because their motives is wrong.
Manje ngifuna ukutsho lumuntu. Ngifuna ukuthi ngithi ngiyakhola onke amaqembu omabili aphambukile. Nxa nje ephikisana wona ngoba isisusa sabo siphambukile.
As long as your motives is wrong, no matter what your objective is, but your motives to that objective is wrong, then it'll never work. That's right.
Futhi nqanje isisusa sakho siphambukile kungelani ukuthi injongo yakho injani kodwa isisusa sakho kuleyo njongo iphambukile ngakho ke akuyikusebenza kuqondile.
Now some people have said, Brother Branham, you are a Jesus only. I want to say that that is an error. I am not a Jesus only.
Manje abanye abantu bathe mfo wethu Branham ungowe Jesus only. Ngifuna ukuthi ngithi lelo liphutha angisuye we Jesus only.
Somebody says, Brother Branham, are you a Trinitarian? No, sir. I am not a Trinitarian. I'm a Christian.
Omunye uthi mfowethu Branham ungowo buthathu. Hathi numzana angisuye obuthathu ngingumKristu bona.
The word Trinitarian don't even mention in the Bible the word Trinity.
Mina angi ibala ubuthathu alikhulunywanga ngitsho laseBhayibhelini ibala ubuthathu.
And I do not believe that there is three individual gods. I believe there is one God in three offices. Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Futhi angikholwa ukuthi kuleziqephu ezintathu zabuNkulunkulu. Ngiyakholwa kulo uNkulunkulu oyedwa ezikhundleni ezintathu. Uyise, indodana, umoya ongcwele.
That's exactly why we were commissioned to baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I believe that it's God condensing, coming down.
Yikho ngempela kungani salayezwa ukubhapathiza ebizweni likayise. Lindodana lomoya ongcwele ngiyakholwa ukuthi nguNkulunkulu ezehlisa esiza phansi.
Now God, when he first appeared to man, he was in a form of a pillar of fire. You believe that, don't you?
Manje uNkulunkulu lapho ebonakala kuqala emuntwini wayesensika yomlilo. Liyakukholwa lokho akusikho?
Any Bible reader that knows that the pillar of fire that was in the wilderness was the Logos, that was the angel of the covenant, which was Christ.
Loba ngubani obala iBhayibheli uyazi ukuthi insika yomlilo yayisenkangala kwakuyilogos okwakuyingilosi yesivumelwano okwakunguKristu.
Because he said, I believe it's St. John 6 there, he said, before Abraham was of the I am, he was the I am.
Ngoba wathi, waye kwakungasi ngiyakholwa nguJohane ongcwele 6 lapho yena wathi uAbraham engakabi khona oka nginguye waye nginguye.
So that was God holy. Even if a man touched the mountain, he must be killed. See, all right.
Ngakho ke lo kwakunguNkulunkulu ongcwele ngitsho nxa umuntu wayethinta intaba wayefanele abulawe bona kunjalo.
Now, that same God was trying to work himself back into his creature that he created.
Manje lo uNkulunkulu wayezama ukusebenza indlela yakhe yokubuyela esidalweni sakhe asidalayo.
Now, he could not come near them because they were sinful. And the blood of goats and sheep never did take away sin. We know that. It just covered sin.
Manje wayengenelisi ukuza eduzane lawo. Ngoba babelezono njalo igazi lembuzi futhi lezimvu alizange lisuse isono liyazi lokho lahamboza isono nje.
Now, but then that same God that was the pillar of fire, he became flesh through his son and dwelt in a body called the Lord Jesus Christ.
Manje kodwa ke uNkulunkulu ofanayo owayensika yomlilo waba inyama ngendodana yakhe futhi wahlala emzimbeni othiwa yinkosi uJesu Kristu.
The Bible said in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
IBhayibheli lathi kuye kuhlala ukugcwala kobuNkulunkulu ngokomzimba.
And Jesus said in First Timothy 3:16, without controversy great is the mystery of godliness, and if they could call it great, why, what would we do, see?
Futhi uJesu wathi yebo kuTimothy wakuqala 3:16 kungelampikiswano imfihlakalo inkulu yobuNkulunkulu futhi nxa bengayibiza ukuthi inkulu kungani kuyini esingakwenza bona.
Great is the mystery of God, for God was manifested in the flesh and seen of angels and received up into glory and so forth.
Inkulu imfihlakalo kaNkulunkulu ngoba uNkulunkulu wabonakaliswa enyameni futhi wabona zingilosi njalo wemkelwa phezulu enkazimulweni futhi lokunjalo.
Now, and he said in St. John 14 to Thomas, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And why sayest thou, show us the Father?
Manje futhi wathi kuJohane ongcwele 14 kuThomas, nxa usubone mina usubone ubaba. Futhi kungani usithi sitshengise ubaba?
The Bible said that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself.
IBhayibheli lathi ukuthi uNkulunkulu waye kuKristu ebuyisa umhlaba kuye.
Now God cannot be three people, three gods, neither can Jesus be his own father in one, see? So you see it makes both radically wrong.
Manje uNkulunkulu kangeke abe ngabantu abathathu. uNkulunkulu abathathu. Lakho uJesu kangeke abe nguyise wakhe ngokwakhe ebunyeni bona. Ngakho uyabo kwenza kokubili kube kuphambuke kakhulu.
Now, and now if you'll just notice, there's no place if we got three gods we're heathens. Now we know that.
Manje futhi kathesi nxa ungananzeleli akula ndawo nxa silabo uNkulunkulu abathathu singamahedeni manje siyakwazi lokho.
Like the Jew said to me one time when I was talking to him, said, which one of them is your God? Which one is your God? The Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost? Which one's yours?
NjengomJuda wathi kimi ngesinye isikhathi lapho ngikhuluma laye wathi, nguphi kubo onguNkulunkulu wakho? Nguphi kubo onguNkulunkulu wakho? Uyise indodana kumbe umoya ongcwele? Nguphi ongowakho?
I said, well, there's no three gods.
Futhi ngathi, ngani akula boNkulunkulu abathathu?
He said, you can't chop God in three pieces and give him to a Jew. I said, no, sir.
What awungeke uqume uNkulunkulu iziqo ezintathu futhi umnikeze umJuda. Ngathi athi nomzana.
I said, when John Ryan had been healed of blindness there at Fort Wayne, you know, and this rabbi up here at Benton Harbor, he said, you can't chop God no three pieces and give him to a Jew. I said, certainly not.
Ngathi lapho uJohn Ryan wasiliswa ebuphofini le eFort Wayne, uyazi futhi lo rabbi lo phezula emisha kumbe kufo eBent Harbor wathi awungeke uqume uNkulunkulu iziqo ezintathu futhi umnikeze umJuda. Ngathi ngempela hathi,
I don't ask it, Rabbi, would it be hard for you to believe the prophets? He said, no.
Ngangenzi njalo ngathi, Rabbi, kungakunzimela ukuthi ukholwe abaprofeti? Wathi hathi.
I said, in Isaiah 9 and 6, who is he talking about? To us a child is born, son is given, be called counselor, mighty God, prince of peace.
Ngathi ku Isaiah 9:6, wayekhuluma ngobani? Sizalelwe umntwana, indodana, iphiwe. Uzabizwa umeluleke, uNkulunkulu, olamandla, inkosana, yokuthula.
He said that was a Messiah. I said, then, Rabbi, what relation will Messiah be to God? He said, he will be God.
What? Wagungu Messiah. Ngathi ngakhoke Rabbi. Buhlobo bani uMessiah azakuba labo kuNkulunkulu? What uzakuba kuNkulunkulu?
That's what I thought. You see, that's exactly right. That's what he is.
Yiko ebengi kucabanga bona. Manje uyabona, yiko okuqondileyo sibili. Yiko ayikho khona yena.
And so I said, tell me now where Jesus failed to fulfill exactly what the prophet said he would do.
Futhi ngakho ngathi, ngitshela kathesi lapho uJesu ehluleka ukugcwalisisa okwathiwo ngumprofeti ukuthi uzakwenza.
He started to cry and walk around. I said, by that John Ryan has his sight.
Futhi waqala ukukhala, futhi wahamba eport. Ngathi, ngalokho uJohn Ryan ulokubona kwakhe bona.
And he said, far be it from God having a son.
Futhi yena wathi, kude lo uNkulunkulu kuba lentodana.
I said, the great Jehovah overshadowed a woman as the prophet said he would and created a blood cell, and to that blood cell is where come forth the body of Christ.
Ngathi uJehova omkhulu wambuza owesifazane njengomprofeti wayechilo ukuthi uzakwenza yena. Futhi wadala isicucu sesakhi legazi futhi isicucu sesakhe legazi yikho ukuza khona umzimba kaKristu.
Look, in the Old Testament, Rabbi, I said when a man went to make an offering, he took a lamb.
Kangela kuTestamente elidala Rabbi, ngathi lapho umuntu esiyanikela wayethatha iwundlu.
He knew he had broke the commandments of God, so he took a lamb, he confessed his sins, and this lamb was killed.
Wayesazi ukuthi waphule umlayo kaNkulunkulu, ngakho wayethatha iwundlu, wayevume izono zakhe, futhi leli wundlu lalibulawa.
While his hands being on the lamb, his confession that he knew that he should die for his sin, but the lamb was taking its place.
Lapho izandla zakhe ziphezu kwewundlu, ukuvuma kwakhe lokho, ayekwazi ukuthi kumele afele izono zakhe. Kodwa iwundlu lalithatha indawo yakhe.
And the blood cell was broke, and he held the little lamb by his hand until he felt its little life go out of it and stiffen out. And then the priest, of course, throwed the blood on the fire, the brazen altar of judgment.
Futhi isicucu sesakhe segazi sichitheka futhi waliphatha iwundlu elincane ngesandla sakhe waze wezwa impilo yalo encane ephuma kulo futhi liwoma. Ngakho ke umpristi njengoba sisazi waphosa igazi emlilweni ilathi lethusi lokwahlulela.
Then I said that man then he went out of there knowing that the lamb had took his place, but he went out with the same desire he had when he come in. See? Because it could not take away sin. See?
Ngakho ke ngathi lowo muntu ngakho wayephuma le esazi ukuthi iwundlu lithethe indawo yakhe. Kodwa waphuma elesifiso esifanayo lalapho engena bona ngoba kwakungasusi isono bona.
But in this case the worshipper once purged has no more conscience of sin.
Kodwa njalo ke lolu daba umkhonzi esehlanziwe kasela sazela sesono.
There was an offering made yearly. But I said, now there is this time the worshipper once purged has no more conscience of sin.
Kuleso sikhathi kwakulomnikelo owawusenzwa umnyaka ngamunye lamunye. Kodwa ngathi manje, kulalesi sikhathi umkhonzi esehlanziwe kasela sazela sesono.
Because, look, Rabbi, in the hemoglobin, that little life that begins in the cell, which comes from the male sect, into the female, and she produces the egg. But a hen can lay an egg, but if it hasn't been with the male bird, it'll never hatch.
Ngoba khangela Rabbi phakathi kwehemoglobin leyo mpilo encane eqala phakathi kwesicucu sesakhe esivela kowesilisa singena kowesifazane futhi uyaletha iqanda kodwa inkukhu ingabekela iqanda kodwa nxa ingazange ibe lequthe alisoze la cacada.
And I said then God the greatest that filled all time and space became down to one little germ to the womb of a woman.
Futhi ngathi yikho ke uNkulunkulu omkhulu owagcwalisa isikhathi sonke nomkhathi weza phansi ukuba imbewana eyodwa esiswini sowesifazana.
And then I said, when we are saved today, Jesus was neither Jew nor Gentile. Because the egg only produced the flesh, the blood had the life.
Futhi ngakho ngathi lapho sisindiswa lamuhla, uJesu wayengasomjuda kumbe owezizweni, ngoba iqanda laletha inyama kuphela, igazi lalilempilo.
So we are, the Bible said we are saved by the blood of God. See, he was neither Jew nor Gentile, he was God.
Ngakho ke si iBhayibhelathi sisindiswa ngegazi likaNkulunkulu, bona wayengasomjuda futhi owezizweni, wayenguNkulunkulu.
Therefore, when we come to the altar and put our hands by faith upon his head and feel the tearing and agony of Calvary and confess our sins, that we are wrong and he died in our place.
Ngakho ke lapho sisiza elathini futhi sifake izandla zethu ngokholo phezu kwekhanda lakhe futhi sizwe ukudabuka lokububula kweCalvary njalo sivume izono zethu ukuthi siphambanisile futhi yena wafa endaweni yethu.
Then you see I said the blood of that lamb could not come back upon this, the blood that was cell was broke and the life that was let loose in breaking his blood cell of the lamb could not come back upon the worshipper because it was a animal life and it would not coincide with the human life.
Njalo ke uyabona ngathi igazi lalelo kundlu lalingeke lize phezu kwalokho igazi elali isicucu sesakhi saphohlozwa futhi lempilo eyakhululwayo ekuphohlozweni lesikhathi segazi lewundlu yayingeke ize phezu komkhonzi ngoba kwakuyimpilo yenyamazana futhi kwakungahlangani lempilo yomuntu.
But this time, when that blood cell was broke, it wasn't merely a man, that was God's life was released.
Kodwa lesi sikhathi lapho isicucu sesakhi segazi siphohlozwa kwakungasimuntu nje kwakuyimpilo kaNkulunkulu eyakhululwayo.
And when the worshipper lays his hands by faith upon the Son of God and confesses his sins, not the life of another man, but the life of God comes back into this man, which is eternal life.
Futhi lapho umkhonzi ebeka izandla zakhe ngokholo phezu kwendodana kaNkulunkulu futhi evuma izono zakhe athi impilo yomunye umuntu kodwa impilo kaNkulunkulu iyaphenduka kulowo muntu eyimpilo elapha kade.
The word Zoe, which is translated God's own life, and he said he give us Zoe, eternal life, and now we are sons and daughters of God. There you are.
Ibala elithi Zoe ngokuhunyushwa impilo kaNkulunkulu ngokwakhe futhi yena wathi uzasinikeza izo impilo elaphakade futhi kathesi singamadodana lamadodakazi kaNkulunkulu nanko ke.
I said, now what is it? It's God condensing.
Ngathi manje kuyini? NguNkulunkulu ezehlisa.
He came first, no man could touch him because man had sinned. Then he was come down in a body in order to taste sin, to take sin.
Yena weza kuqala. Akula muntu owayengamthinti ngoba umuntu wayewonile ngakho wasehlela phansi emzimbeni ukuthi anambithe isono ukuthatha isono.
See, the only thing God could do to be just was do it that way.
Bona yena into nye uNkulunkulu ayengayenza ukuthi aluke kwakuyikuyenza ngaleyo ndlela.
For instance, what if I had the jurisdiction of this audience this morning like that God had over the human race? Now I say the first man looks at that post dies, and Tommy Hicks looks at it.
Njengomzekeliso ngabe ngangilamandla kulo mbuthano likuseni njengoNkulunkulu wayelawo phezulu komhlangano lwesintu futhi ngathi umuntu wokuqala ozakhangela leyana insika uyafa futhi uTommy Hicks ayikhangele.
Now for instance I take Brother Carlson, you die for him. That wouldn't be just.
Manje njengomzekeliso ngithathe umzalwane Carlson wena umfele lokho kuyabe kungalunganga.
I'd say, Leo, you're my secretary, you die for him. That wouldn't be just.
Ngingathi Leo, ungunobhala wami, umfele, lokho kuyabe kungalunganga.
Billy Paul, my son, you die for him. That isn't just.
Billy Paul, ndodana yami, umfele, lokho akulunganga.
The only way I can be just is take his place myself.
Indlela nye, engingalungangayo, yikuthatha indawo yakhe mina.
And that's what God did. God is a spirit. And he created, he changed his cast.
Futhi hiko uNkulunkulu akwenzayo, yena uNkulunkulu ungumoya, futhi yena wadala, yena waguqula isimo sakhe.
It ought to be striking to people to think of little Jehovah. He could have come a full-grown man, but he come into a manger over a manure pile.
Kufanele kube kumangalisa ebantwini, ukucabanga ngoJehova omncane, wayengeza eyindoda ekhululeyo. Kodwa yena weza esitebeleni phezu kwenqaba yomquba.
Little Jehovah crying like a baby. Little Jehovah playing like a boy. Little Jehovah carpenter like a workman. Little Jehovah in the teenage.
UJehova omncane ekhala njengomntwana. UJehova omncane edlala njengomfana. UJehova ebaza njengomuntu osebenzayo. UJehova omncane eminyakeni yobuntanga.
Jehovah hanging between heavens and earth. With gobs of drunken slobbers and spits of soldiers up on his face. Jehovah dying for his children.
Jehovah elenga phakathi kwamazulu lomhlaba, ejuluka indenda lezikhwehlela zamasotsha edakiwe ebusweni bakhe. Jehovah efela abantwana bakhe.
Jehovah dying to redeem not another person but God himself. See? God, that was his office. Why? He's trying to get back to the heart of man.
UJehova esifa ukuze ahlengi hathi omunye umuntu kodwa uNkulunkulu ngokwakhe bon uNkulunkulu kwakuyisikhundla sakhe kungani uzama ukubuyela enhlizweni yomuntu.
Now we couldn't touch him there. Here we felt him with our hands. Now what did he do through the offering of that body? He becomes Jehovah in us.
Yeah.
We are parts of him.
Manje sasingeke simthinte yena khonale. Lapha samuzwa yena ngezandla zethu. Manje kuyini akwenzayo ngokunikelwa kwalowo mzimba? Waba nguJehova phakathi kwethu, sizingxenye zakhe.
On the day of Pentecost, the pillar of fire bursted itself up, and tongues of fire set upon each one, showing that God was separating himself amongst his church.
Ngosuku lwePentecost, insika yomlilo yazehlukanisa phezulu, futhi indimi zomlilo zahlala phezulu komunye lamunye. Kutshengisela ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayezahlukanisa ngokwakhe phakathi kwebandla lakhe.
Then, brother, if we can only get together and bring that together, then we got Jehovah in the fullness. When we come together.
Ngakho ke bazalwane, nxa singabuya ndawonye, futhi silethe lokho ndawonye. Ngakho silo Jehova ekugcwaleni, nxa sibuya ndawonye.
But how can we, when this and speaking in tongues got the baptism, this and then keep this liquor fall over here and this, let's put it together.
Kodwa singakwenza njani thina? Lapho lo omunye ekhuluma ngendimi, futhi elo papatizo, lo omunye futhi egcina lolimi lomlilo lapha njalo lo asikufakeni khona ndawonye.
When God on the day of Pentecost come down and the Bible said tongues of fire set upon each of them and the tongues like a fire licks.
Lapho uNkulunkulu ngosuku lwePentecost wehla phansi futhi iBhayibheli lathi indimi zomlilo zahlala phezu komunye ngamunye wabo futhi ba indimi njengomlilo inhlamvu.
Is that pillar of fire separating itself and dividing itself amongst the people, that we would be brethren. That day, you know what, I'm in the Father, Father, me, I, and me, and you, and me, and we're one.
Yes.
We are one, not divided.
Kwakuyileyo nsika yomlilo, izahlukanisa yona futhi lokuzigabanisa yona ebantwini ukuthi thina sibe ngabazalwane. Ngalolo suku lizabakwazi ukuthi ngikubaba, ubaba ukimi, mina ngikimi, njalo lina likimi, futhi thina. Tina simunye, kasi hlukanang.
Now, Jehovah God up here couldn't touch the human race because of his own law of holiness. Jehovah God became sin for us and paid the price that the same Jehovah God could come and live in us.
Manje uJehova uNkulunkulu phezulu lapha, wayengenelisi ukuthinta uhlanga lwesintu ngenxa yomlayo wakhe ngokwakhe wobungcwele. UJehova uNkulunkulu waba isono ngenxa yethu futhi wahlawula impadalo ukuthi uJehova uNkulunkulu ofanayo engeza futhi aphile phakathi kwethu.
God above us, God with us, God in us.
Yes.
Not three gods, one God.
uNkulunkulu phezu kwethu, uNkulunkulu elathi, uNkulunkulu phakathi kwethu. Hathi uNkulunkulu abathathu, uNkulunkulu oyedwa.
Hallelujah.
Professors go crazy trying to figure it out. It's a revelation.
Yes.
It's got to be revealed to you.
Oh, Professor Bayahlanya, bezama ukudingisisa khona. Kuyisambulo kufanele kwanjulwe kuwe.
Now, when it comes to the baptism, now many people, now you've got to do that, brother.
Manje kathesi lapho kusiza ekubhaphathizweni. Kathesi abantu abanengi. Manje kufanele likwenze lokho bazalwane.
Or it's like I said to Brother Sism and to Brother Ness, that if you, the argument came up.
Gumbe kufana lami ngisithi kumfowethu Sism, futhi lo mfowethu Ness, ukuthi nga unga impikiswano yeza.
And many of you scholars here is more sufficient than I, but I've done a much studying upon the subject, and I've read the pre-Nicene Fathers, the Nicene Council, and all the historians and so forth.
Futhi loba inengileni zifundi lapha. Lazi okufanele ukwedlula mina kodwa ngiyenze ukufunda okunenge ngesifundo lesi futhi ngafunda iPre-Nicene Fathers, iNicene Council futhi bonke abembali lokunjalo.
That issue come up at the Nicene Council. Both sides went to seat when the Catholic Church took the extreme Trinitarian side and the others went to Unitarian. And both sides went out exactly right because man had something to do into it.
Lolo udaba lweza eCouncil yeNicene. Wonke amacele asetshakazile lapho ibandla leKatolika lithatha icele lobuthathu obudluliseleyo njalo umunye waya ekukholweni koyedwa futhi wonke amacele aphumela phandle yikho sibili ngoba umuntu wayelolutho lokwenza kukho.
You've got to let God do it.
Yeah.
No need of us trying to figure it out. Let's be brothers. Let's just go on and let God do the thing that He's going to do.
Wena kumele wekele uNkulunkulu akwenze. Akula sizathu sokuzama ukudingisisa. Asibe ngabazalwane, asiqhubekeni futhi siyekele uNkulunkulu enze into azayenza.
If He's infinite and knows all things and predicted the end from the beginning, how can we do anything about it? Just keep moving on. That's the way, keep in step, as I said last night, with our great Joshua.
Ngayena engapheli, futhi esazi zonke izinto, futhi watsho isiphetho kusukela ekuqaleni, singenza njani ulutho ngakho. Yala ukuqhubekela phambili nje, yiyo indlela, hlala usendleleni njengokutsho kwami, ubusuku obudluleyo, lo Joshua wethu omkhulu.
Now look, if there is three gods, I just want to show you how ridiculous this is.
Manje kangel, nga kulabo unkulunkulu abathathu, ngifuna nje ukukutshengisa ukuthi kuhlekisa njani lokho.
If there is three gods, then Jesus was his own father. Jesus could not have been his own father being one. And if there's three, he wasn't born to virgin birth.
Nga kulabo unkulunkulu abathathu, ngakho uJesu wayengu uJesu wayengeke ebe nguyise wakhe ngokwakhe emunye futhi nxa kulaba thathu yena kazalwanga uzalo lwentombi.
I'm going to say this is God the Father and this is God the Son and this is God the Holy Ghost.
Manje bangaki ngiza kuthi lokho nguNkulunkulu uBaba futhi lo nguNkulunkulu indodana futhi lo nguNkulunkulu umoya ongcwele.
Now to you different brethren here, you watch this just a minute and you see what I'm trying to point at. I pray that God will let you see it.
Manje gini lina bazalwane elichiyeneyo lapha. Khangelani lokho okomzuzu nje futhi libone engizama ukulikhombisa khona. Ngiyakhuleka ukuthi uNkulunkulu engalenza likubone.
Now look, you both believe the same thing.
Amen.
But the devil's just got between you and broke you up about it.
Amen.
It's exactly the same thing, and I'll prove it to you. By the help of God and with God's Bible. If it ain't the Bible, then don't receive it. That's right.
Manje khangelani lina lonke liyakholwa okufanayo kodwa udeveli ungene phakathi kwenu njalo walehlukanisa ngakho kuyinto efanayo sibili futhi ngizalitshengisa ngosizo lukaNkulunkulu futhi la ngeBhayibheli kaNkulunkulu nxa kungaso uBhayibheli ngakho lingakwamukeli kukahle.
But now look, this is what God the Father, this is God the Son, this is God the Holy Ghost.
Kodwa kathesi khangela lokho kuyini uNkulunkulu uBaba, lokho nguNkulunkulu indodana, lokho nguNkulunkulu umoya ongcwele.
Well now, let's stop now just a minute, laying those three out there. God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Yebo ke kathesi, asimeni okomzuzu, sibeka lokho okuthathu la, uNkulunkulu uyise, indodana, futhi umoya ongcwele.
Oh, I'm not going to have time to do this.
Go ahead.
Well, I hurry just quick as can. Forgive me, my brethren. But I've never got to talk to you, and I want to do this.
Oh, angiyi kubale isikhathi sokwenza lokho mina. Kodwa bon, kahle, ngizashesha ngokwenelisa kwami. Lingixolele bazalwane bami. Kodwa angikazi ngikhulumelani futhi ngifuna ukwenza lokho.
And then look, God the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Now, who was the Father of Jesus Christ?
Futhi ke khangela uNkulunkulu uBaba indodana umoya ongcwele manje ngubani owaye nguyise kaJesu Kristu.
God was the father of Jesus Christ, we all believe that, is that right?
Amen.
All right,
uNkulunkulu waye nguyise kaJesu Kristu sonke siyakukholwa lokho kuqondile na.
Now when we take Matthew 28:19, when Jesus said, go ye therefore teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. 10 days afterwards, Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a straight contradiction somewhere.
Manje nxa singathatha uMathewu 28:19. Lapho uJesu wathi, ngakho hambani lifundise zonke izizwe, libabhaphathize ebizweni likayise lendodana, lelikamoya ongcwele. Sekudlule amalanga alichumi, uPetro wasesithi, Pendukani lebhaphathizwe lonke ebizweni lenkosi uJesu Kristu kuloku uphikisana okuthile kwenye indawo.
Now let's is the everybody's testified and things. Here it is. Here's my belief, and I'm just laying out before you, brethren. I don't say this out in the pulpits. It's up to you. But I want to show you what I see on both sides, so the Holy Spirit reveal it to you. See?
Manje ngasi kuloko wonke umuntu ufakazile lokunjalo. Nanku lapha. Nanti ukholo lwami njalo ngilubeka phambi kwenu bazalwane. Angikutsho lokho kuma phuluphuthi kukini. Kodwa ngifuna ukulitshengisa lokho engubonayo nhlangothi zombili ukuze umoya ongcwele elambulele kini bona.
Now, Matthew 28:19, and if Matthew 28:19 contradicts Acts 2:38, then there's a contradiction in the Bible and it's not worth the paper it's wrote on.
Amen. Right.
Manje kuMateyu 28:19. Futhi nxa uMateyu 28:19 ephikisana loZenzo 2:38, ngakho kuloku phikisana eBhayibhelini futhi alifanelanga iphepha elalotshwa kulo.
Now if you'll notice, in Matthew 16, Jesus gave to Peter the revelation and gave him the keys.
Manje ungananzelela kuMateyu 16, uJesu wanikeza kuPetro isambulo futhi wamnikeza izihluthulelo.
Now remember, the Bible is not revealed by theology. If some man made a scheme, it's not. It's a revelation.
Manje kumbula, iBhayibheli lambulwa ngemfundiso yezenkolo eyenziwa ngumuntu, ngitsho yisambulo.
It was a revelation to begin with. Why did Abel offer unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain? It was revealed to him that it wasn't peaches and apples and oranges and apples.
Kwakuyisambulo ekuqaleni. Kungani uAbela wanikela kuNkulunkulu umhlatshelo olunge kakhulu ukwedlula uKhayini kwembulwa kuye ukuthi kwakungasi mapintshisi lama-aphulu lama-orenji lama-aphulu.
If apples make women realize they're naked, we better pass the apples again, brother, don't you think so?
Nxa ama-aphulu engenza abafazi ukuthi bazibone ubunqunu, kungcono sibaphe ama-aphulu njalo mzalwane, alicabangi njalo? No.
That sounds sacrilegious, but I don't mean to say that. But it wasn't apples. No, sir.
Manje lokho kuzwakala sengani yikuhlambalaza, kodwa angitsho lokho. Kodwa kwakungasi ama-aphulu, hatshi nomzana.
Now, and if that be so, then it was revealed to Abel that he was the blood of his father. So he offered blood because it was a revelation. The whole thing's built up on that.
Manje futhi nxa kunjalo, ngakho ke kwembulwa ku-Abela ukuthi wayeligazi likayise, ngakho wanikela igazi ngoba kwakuyisambulo, into yonke iyakhelwe phezulu kwalokho. Manje.
Now look, here's an old ignorant fisherman. Not even enough education. The Bible said he was ignorant and unlearned. But he was standing there and Jesus asked the question, "Who do you say I, the Son of Man, am?"
Khangela nanga umgoli wenhlanzi, omdala, ongazi lutho, ongela ngitsho imfundene leyo. IBhayibhelithi wayengazi njalo engafundanga, kodwa wayemi khonapho, futhi uJesu wasembuza umbuzo lithi, "Ngingubani mina, indodana yomuntu?"
Once said, "Why, you're Moses." They say, "You're Moses." Who they say, "I'm." One said, "Why, you're Jeremiah or the prophets," and this, that, the other.
Omunye wathi, "Kungani ungumose?" Kumbe bathi ungumose. Bathi bangithi ngingubani? Omunye wathi kungani unguJeremia, kumbe omunye wabaprofeti futhi lokhu lalokhuyana, kumbe okunye.
He said, "That's not the question. I asked you, who do you say that I am?"
Yena wathi, "Akusiwo umbuzo lo. Ngilibuzile lina. Lithi ngingubani mina?"
And Peter stayed right out and said, "Thou art the Son of God."
Futhi uPetro wahle waphuma egcekeni wathi, "Uyindodana kaNkulunkulu."
And he said, "Blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonas. Now watch. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven."
Futhi yena wathi, "Ubusisiwe wena Simon, ndodana kaJonas. Manje khangela, inyama legazi akukwambulelanga lokho, kodwa ubaba wami osezulwini, bona."
Now watch. Now the Catholic Church says that he built the church upon Peter. That's wrong.
Manje khangela. Kathesi, ibandla lekatolika lithi wakha ibandla phezu kuka Petru kungamanga.
The Protestant church says he built it up on himself. But now I'll watch and find out. See if it is.
Ibandla lama Protestanti lona lithi walakha lona phezu kwakhe. Kodwa manje khangela ufumane bona ukuthi yikho.
He built it up on the spiritual revelation of who he was.
Amen.
See? Because he said, blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonas. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. I say thou art Simon. Upon this rock. What rock? The revelation.
Amen.
I will build my church and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it.
Wala kalona phezu kwesambulo sikamoya esokuthi wayengubani. Bon, ngoba wathi ubusisiwe wena Simoni ndodana kaJonas. Inyama legazi akukwambulelanga lokho. Ngithi wena unguSimoni phezu kwaleli dwala. Dwala bani? Sambulo. Ngiza kwakha ibandla lami njalo amasango esihoko kasozi alinqobe lona.
Then when Peter standing present when Matthew 28 was quoted and turned around and 10 days later with that revelation and baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, why did he do it with the revelation of God and had the keys to the kingdom, brother?
Ngakho uPetro wathi emile lapho uMateyu 28 echiwo futhi waphenduka futhi amalanga alithumi esedlule elesambulo leso njalo ebaptize ebizweni eleNkosi uJesu Kristu wakwenzelani elesambulo sikaNkulunkulu njalo elesihluthilelo zombuso mzalwane.
Now I might hurt you for a minute one side of it.
Amen.
But stop just a minute.
Manje ngingalizwisa ubuhlungu okomzuzu nje olunye uhlangothi lwenu kodwa manini okomzuzu.
There is not one place in the Bible where any person was ever baptized in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Akula ngitsho indawo eBhayibhelini lapho umuntu wabhaphathizwa ebizweni likayise ndodana umoya ongcwele.
There's not one place in the scriptures, and if there is, produce it. And if you can find anywhere in the sacred history until the forming of the Catholic Church, I want you to produce it. There's no place now, and that's true.
Akula ngitsho indawo eyodwa emibhalweni njalo nxa ikhona ilethe nxa futhi ungayifumana loba ngapi embalini engcwele kuze kube sekubunjweni kwebandla lekatolika ngifuna ukutshengise akula ndawo kathesi futhi lokho liqiniso.
But now, wait a minute, you oneness. Just a second.
Kodwa manje mana umzuzu lina. Oneness, umzuzwana nje.
Now, there's no place where if any man can show me one text of scripture where that ceremony was used in the Bible, of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, you're obligated to come tell me where somebody was baptized like that.
Manje akula ndawo lapho. Nga omunye umuntu engangitshengisa okulotshiweyo embhalweni lapho leso senzo sobhaphathizo esasetshenziswa khona eBhayibhelini sikayise ndodana moyengcwele ubotshele ukuthi ubuye uzongitshela lapho omunye owabhaphathizwa ngaleyo ndlela.
And some of them said, well, I'll take what Jesus said, not what Peter said.
Futhi abanye bakhona bathi yebo ngizathatha uJesu akutshoyo hathi uPetru akutshoyo.
If they were contrary one to another, what are we going to do? If it all ain't God, what part of the Bible is right?
Nga babe pigisana, omunye lomunye, siza kwenza njani. Nga konke kungasi uNkulunkulu yiphi ingxenye yeBhayibheli eqondileyo.
It's all got to coincide and come together. And only the revelation of God our schools will never teach it. It's a revelation that you must see.
Konke kufanele kuhambelane. Futhi kubuye ndawonye. Futhi kuphela isambulo sikaNkulunkulu. Izikolo zethu azisoze zikufundise kuyisambulo okufanele usibone sona.
Then if them two men were contrary one to another, then what kind of a Bible are we reading?
Ngakho ke nxa abantu lapha ababili babe phikisana omunye komunye ngakho luhlobo bani lweBhayibheli esilubalayo.
How do I know whether John 14 is right or not? How do I know whether John 3 is right or not? How do I know? See?
Ngikwazi njani ukuba uJohane 14 uqondile kumbe hatshi? Ngikwazi njani ukuba uJohane 3 uqondile kumbe hatshi? Njani njani? Ngazi njani? Bona.
But the only way that I can have faith in God is to know that that Bible is right and believe it's right and stay right with it. Though I don't understand it, I move it anyhow.
Kodwa indlela kuphela eyokuthi ngibe lokholo kuNkulunkulu yikwazi ukuthi lelo iBhayibheli liqondile njalo ngiyalikhola liqondile lona futhi ngihlale ngiqondile kanye lalo laloba ngingalizwisisi ngiyalikhambisa loba kunjani.
But when these contradictions comes up, then I go before God to find out.
Kodwa nxa lokho kuphikisana kusisa mina ngiyahamba phambi kaNkulunkulu ukuyadingisisa.
And the same angel that meets me in the meeting at night is the same one who taught me this.
Futhi ingilosinye ehlangana lami emhlanganweni njalo ebusuku iyo yona eyangifundisayo lokho bona.
Now see if this is how this is now.
Manje bona nxa lokho kuyikho ukuthi kuyikho njani.
Now Matthew 28:19, let's watch just a moment now. And now I'm going to take Acts 2:38 right here, where Peter said, the Lord Jesus Christ, and Matthew said, Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Manje uMatthew 28:19, asikhangeleni okwesikhatshana manje. Futhi manje ngizathatha uZenzo 2:38 khona lapha. Lapho uPetro wathi inkosi uJesu Kristu. Futhi uMatthew wathi uyise indodana umoya ongcwele.
He said, baptize them not in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost.
Manje lalela, what? Liba papatizeni. Hach ebizwendi ka yise, ebizwendi ndotana, ebizwendi ka moingwele.
He never said that. There's no name and name and name.
Kazange acho ugut, agula bizo, ebizwen, ebizwen.
He never said, baptize them in the names of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because it's not even sensible.
Akazange athi liba papatize emabizweni kayise indodana lomoya ongcwele ngoba akulanqondo.
He said baptize them in the name, N-A-M-E, of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Is that right? Of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The conjunction and.
Wathi bapapatizeni ebizweni B-E-Z-O likayise indodana lomoya ongcwele liqiniso na. Ligayise indodana lomoya ongcwele ukuhlanganisa futhi.
Not names, not in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost, not in the names of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but in the name, N-A-M-E, singular, of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Hach emabizweni ligayise ebizweni lendodana ebizweni likamoya ongcwele hach emabizweni kayise indodana lomoya engcwele kodwa ebizweni B E Z O ubunye likayise indodana moya ongcwele.
Now, which one of them is the right name to baptize? It's one name.
Manje yiliphi kulawo okulibizo eliqondileyo elokubhapathizela kulo? Libizo linye.
Which one is his Father the right name, or his Son the right name, or his Holy Ghost the right name?
Yiliphi elihilo? Uyise yilo ibizo eliqondileyo kumbe indodana yilo ibizo eliqondileyo kumbe moya ongcwele yilo ibizo eliqondileyo.
It's a name somewhere. Is that right?
Ibizo kwenye indawo. Kulungile lokho?
Well, now I want to ask you something. If the name, then if Jesus said, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Yebo manje ngifuna ukulibuza okunye. Manje ke nga ibizo ngakho ke nga uJesu wathi bapapathizeni ebizweni likayise indodana futhi lomoya.
How many believe that Jesus said that? That's the scriptures, Matthew 28:19. In the name of the Father, Son.
Bangaka bakukholwa ukuthi uJesu watsho njalo. Yiwo umbhalo kungumateyu 28:19 ebizweni likayise indodana.
It's something that we know it to alcohol. Yeah.
Yilutho esi hachi bengicabanga kulungile mnumzana. Yebo. Yebo.
Now, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now, listen, brethren. There is no such a thing as name of the Father. Because Father is not a name. It's a title.
Amen.
Manje ebizweni likayise. Ndodana. Futhi lomoya ongcwele manje lalelani bazalwane akulanto enjengokuthi ibizo likayise ngoba yise akusibizo isihloko.
There's no such a thing as the name of son, because son is a title.
akulanto enjengokuthi ibizo lendodana ngoba ndodana isihloko.
There's no such a thing as name of Holy Ghost. That's what it is.
Akulanto enjengokuthi bizo likamoya ongcwele yikho ayikho yena.
I was saying that at a ministerial breakfast one morning, one woman, out of order, of course, anybody would disrupt anything like that. She said, wait just a minute, I beg your pardon, that Holy Ghost is a name.
Ngangikutsho lokho esidlweni sekuseni, sabachumayeli ngeyinye ikuseni, futhi omunye owesifazana ngaphandle kohlelo kunjalo loba ngubani, ubenga phazamisa, loba yini kanjalo, wathi, mano komzuzu nje, ngiyaxolisa, wathi, moya ongcwele libizo.
I said, that's what it is. I'm a human, but my name's not human.
Ngathi yikho oyikho wona. Ngingumuntu, kodwa ibizo lami alisumuntu.
It is the Holy Ghost. That's not a name, that's what it is. It's a noun, of course, but it's not a name.
Ngungumoya ongcwele. Akusi lo bizo. Yikho oyikho wona. Libala elimela umuntu. Yebo ke kodwa akusilo. Akusilo ibizo.
Now, if he said, baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and neither Father, Son, or Holy Ghost is a name, then what is the name? We want to find out.
Manje nga wathi yena, baphaphathizeni ebizweni likayise lelendodana, njalo lelo moya ongcwele. Futhi uyise indodana kumbe umoya ongcwele, akusibizo ngakho. Ibizo liyini, sifuna ukukudinga.
Now, we can get it all in one place here if you just watch and serve a little time. Now, or conserve a little time, I meant to say.
Manje sonke singakuthola endaweni yinye lapha. Nga lingakhangela futhi, sisebenzise isikhathi esincane kathesi. Kumbe silondoloze isikhathi esincane bengifuna ukutsho.
Now notice, Matthew 28:19. Now, I don't say that you might have done it, some of you sisters or brothers.
Manje nanzelela uMateyu 28:19. Manje angitsho ukuthi lingabe lakwenza abanye benu bodade kumbe abazalwane.
You might have picked up a book someday and looked at the back of it and said, John and Mary lived happy ever after. Well, who is John and Mary? Who is John and Mary that lived happy ever after?
Lingabe ladopa ibhuku ngolunye usuku njalo lakhangela emuva kwalo. Lati uJohane lo Maria baphila kuhle emva kwalokho. Yebo ngubani uJohane lo Maria? Kuyini ngubani uJohane lo Maria abaphila kuhle emva kwalokho?
There's only one way you'll ever go know who John and Mary is. That's if it's a puzzle to you, go back and read the book. Is that right?
Amen.
Go back to the first, read it through, and it tells you who John and Mary is.
Kule ndlela nye kuphela ozabakwazi ngayo ukuthi uJohane lo Maria ngobani. Lokho nqa kudida kuwe. Buyela uyebala ibhuku kuqondile na. Buyela ekuqaleni uyobalisisa lonke futhi kuyakutshela ukuthi uJohane lo Maria ngobani.
Well, if Jesus said, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, which said, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptize them into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and neither Father, Son, or Holy Ghost is a name, then if it's a puzzle, we better go back to the first of the book.
Yebo ke, nga uJesu wathi, uJesu Kristu indodana kaNkulunkulu eyathi ngakho hambani lifundise izizwe zonke libabhaphathize ebizweni likayise lelendodana lelikamoya ongcwele njalo uyise indodana kumbe umoya ongcwele akusilobizo ngakho ke nxa kudida kungcono sibuyele ekuqaliseni kwebhuku.
Now let's turn back to the first chapter of Matthew and we'll start there. It gives the genealogy till it comes down to the 18th verse.
Manje asivuleni kusahluko 1 sika Matthew. Njalo siqale khonapho ukunikeza imbali yosendo kuze kwehle kufike kundima 18.
Now watch just a minute. This is Father on my right side. This in the middle is Son. And this is the Holy Ghost.
Manje khangela kathesi khangela umzuzu nje. Lo nguyise esandleni sami sokudla. Lokho okuphakathi indodana. Lalokho ngumoya ongcwele.
Now, this is the Father of Jesus Christ. Is that right? God is the Father of Jesus Christ. We all believe that?
Amen.
All right.
Manje lo nguyise ka Jesu Kristu. Kuqondile na? UNkulunkulu nguyise ka Jesu Kristu. Sonke siyakukholwa lokho na? Kulungile.
Now, Matthew 1:18 said, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. when his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with a child of the
Manje uMateyu 1:18 wathi ukuzalwa kuka Jesu Kristu kwaba kanje lapho unina uMaria esethembisane loJoseph bengakahlangani wafunyana elesisu ngo bengicabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayenguyise wakhe.
And she shall bring forth a son, they shall call his name Jesus. And Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willingly to make her a public example, but minded to put her away privately.
Uza kuzala indodana, ubusuyithi ibizo, Jesu, ngoba uJoseph umkakhe, engumuntu olungileyo, engathandi ukumyangisa ebantwini, kodwa wayefuna ukumlahla ngensitha.
On this wise, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the
Ngale indlela, kwathi esanakana lezi zinto, khangela ingelosi yenkosi, yabonakala kuye, ephutsheni isithi, Josepha ndodana kaDavid, ungesabi ukumthatha uMaria, umkakho, ngoba lokhu akhulelweyo kungoku.
I thought God was his father. Now has he got two fathers, brethren? He can't have. He's a bastard child. And what kind of a religion have we got there?
Bengicabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayenguyise wakhe. Manje ulaboyise ababili yini bazalwane. Ngezake ebelabo. Nxa yena wayelabo, wayengumntwana obufebe. Futhi luhlobo bani lwenkolo esilayo la.
You've got to admit that God the Father and the Holy Ghost is the same self-spirit.
Amen.
Sure it is. Sure, it's the same self-spirit. Now, we got down to see that.
Kumele uvume ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyise futhi lo moya ongcwele ngumoya munye ofanayo ngempela kuyikho ngempela ngumoya munye ofanayo manje sisiqedile njalo liyakubona.
And she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from his sins. This is all done that might be fulfilled.
Njalo uza kuzala indodana, njalo baza kuyithi ibizo lokuthi Jesu, ngoba yena uza kusilisa abantu bakhe esonweni sakhe. Lokhu konke kwenzeka ukuba kugcwaliseke.
I'm quoting scripture, you ministers know as I go.
Ngicaphuna umbhalo, lina bafundisi liyakwazi, ngisaqhubeka.
That it might be fulfilled, spoke the prophet of the Lord, saying, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is by interpretation, God with us. Is that right?
Ukuba kugcwaliseke, wakhuluma umprofeti ngenkosi esithi, intombi into iza kuthatha isisu, ibelethe indodana, futhi baza kuyibiza ibizo layo, ngokuthi ngu-Emmanuel, okuyikuthi ngokuphendulelwa uNkulunkulu ulathi kuqondile lokho na.
Then what is the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? That's the reason Peter baptized him in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ngakho ke ngubani ibizo likayise indodana lomoya ongcwele? Yebo ngempela yiso isizathu uPetro wababhaphathiza ebizweni likaJesu Kristu.
But I don't care if you're baptized in the name of Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, Morning Star. That's titles too. If your heart is right towards God, He knows your heart.
Kodwa angilandaba nxa uphaphathizwe ebizweni leluba leSharon, iluba lesigodi, inkanyezi yokusa, lezi yizihloko futhi. Nxa inhliziyo yakho ilungile phambi kaNkulunkulu, yena uyayazi inhliziyo yakho.
But now I express that. Now, I said, now, Brother Sism said, now, of course, sure, that looked like wonders. So he was right in for that.
Kodwa manje kathesi, ngikutshengisele lokho manje kathesi, ngithe, manje umfowethu, sikizimu wathi, manje, njengoba lisazi, ngeqiniso lokho, kwakhanya ingani i-oneness ngakho ube eqondile ngalokho.
Now, I said, now, here, I want to say something to you now, see? I said, now I want to prove to you that these both men said the same thing.
Manje ngathi, manje lapha ngifuna ukutsho olunye ulutho. Ngibona. Ngathi, manje ngifuna ukulitshengisa ukuthi laba amadoda amabili batsho into efanayo.
Now, Matthew said, in the name of the Father. Is that right?
Manje uMateyu wathi ebizweni likaBaba kuliqiniso na.
All right. And Peter said in the name of the Lord.
Kulungile futhi uPetro wathi ebizweni lenkosi.
Matthew 28:19 said in the name of the Father and Acts 2:38 said in the name of the Lord.
UMateyu 28:19 wathi ebizweni likaYise futhi izenzo 2:38 wathi ebizweni lenkosi.
David said the Lord said unto my Lord. Who was it? Father and Lord is the same thing.
UDavida wathi inkosi yathi enkosini yami kwaku kubani uyise lenkosi libizo elifanayo.
David said, the Lord said unto my Lord, set thou on my right hand, see? In the name of the Father, in the name of the Lord.
UDavida wathi inkosi yathi enkosini yami hlala wena esandleni sami sokudla bona ebizweni likaYise ebizweni lenkosi.
And Matthew said, in the name of the Son, and Peter said, in the name of Jesus.
Futhi uMateyu wathi ebizweni lendodana futhi uPetro wathi ebizweni likaJesu.
Who is the Son? Jesus.
Ngubani indodana? UJesu.
And the name of the Holy Ghost was Matthew, and Peter said, in the name of Christ, the Logos.
Ebizweni likaMoya ongcwele kwakunguMateyu futhi uPetro wathi ebizweni likaKristu ilizwi.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus Christ. Why, it's just as perfect as it can be.
Uyise indodana uMoya ongcwele inkosi uJesu Kristu indaba kuphelele njengokuba kunjalo bona.
Brother Sism said to me, Brother Sism, the oneest brother, he said, Brother Branham, that's right. But he said, that is this.
Umfowethu Sism wathi kimi kumbe. Umfowethu Sism umzalwane we oneness wathi, Mfowethu Branham kulungile kodwa wathi lokhuyana yilokho.
I said, then this is that.
Ngathi ngakho ke lok ilokhe kulungile bona.
I said, if that's this, this is that. So what are you fussing about?
Ngathi nqa kuyilokho lok ilokhe ngakho kuyini eliphikisana ngakho.
Now, so let me recommend to you, brother. If I ever baptize a person, here's what.
Ngathi kahle ngilikhuthaze bazalwane nqa ngingabhaphathiza umuntu nanko lapha.
I said, now here's Dr. Ness. Hey, somebody said a while ago, you brother, and she knew Dr. Ness.
Ngathi manje nangu Dr. Ness ngakho ke wena omunye wathi isikhatshana esidluleyo lina bazalwane lina ebelimazi uDr. Ness.
Well, I'll say here, Brother Hicks, sure, he has a, I think you have a doctor degree, is that right? All right.
Yebo ngizathi lapha mfowethu Hicks lapha ule ngicabanga ukuthi ule degree ka dokotela kuqondile na kulungile.
Now, I said, if Dr. Ness said he here. Now, I said, if I wanted, now, when I take a person to the water to baptize him, I recognize it just like he did. I said that was titles that went to his name.
Manje ngithenga uDr. Ness ehlezi lapha. Manje ngithenga bengifuna. Manje nqa ngingathatha umuntu ngiye emanzini ukumbhaphathiza. Ngiyakunanzelela ngendlela efanayo laye. Ngathi lokho bekuyizi hloko eziya ebizweni lakhe.
Now I said, now the assembly brothers are using titles, and the oneness brother are using names.
Ngathi manje, abazalwane be assembly, basebenzisa izihloko, futhi abazalwane be oneness, basebenzisa ibizo.
I said, now I'm going to prove to you you're both wrong and I'm right.
Ngathi manje, ngizalitshengisa ukuthi, ngiphambukile lobabili, mina ngiqondile.
You know how you have man under strain, that way you have to have a little sense of humor once in a while to kind of unwind it. So I said, I'm going to prove to you that you're both wrong and I'm right.
Liyazi ukuthi kuzamele lilamadoda aphansi kokusinto. Ngile ndlela kumele libe lomqondo wokuhlekisa kanye lesikhatshana ukuba ukhulule kancane. Ngakho ngathi ngizalitshengisa ukuthi ngiphambukile lobabili mina ngiqondile.
I said, now what if I wanted to regard Brother Ness? I'd say our brother Hicks here. See, I'd say Hicks. Now would that sound nice?
Ngathi manje nqa ngabe bengifuna ukuhlonipha umfowethu Ness bengizathi kumbe umfowethu uHicks lap bona bengingathi Hicks manje lokho kungazwakala mnandi na.
Well, what if I'd say, Doctor? Hey, Doc, what about it? Now, that sounds irreverent, doesn't it?
That's, nga ngabe ngithe, dokotela, yey, Doc, zithi, manje lokhu, kuzwakala kungelanhlonipho, akusikho na.
Well, I said, that's where you sin, see?
Lapho ngathi, yiyo indlela lina, be assembles elenza ngayo bona.
When you assembly, brother, say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you just say, in the name of the Reverend Doctor.
Lapho lina bazalwane be assembly, lisit ebizweni likayise, lelendotana, lomoya, ongcwele, liphongukuthi ebizweni likamhlonitshwa, udokotela.
Now, I said, then you won this, brother, when you baptize, you say, Jesus.
Ngasing city, ngakho lina bazalwane, be oneness, nga lipapatiza liti, Jesus.
They don't use, Jesus only just use the name Jesus. There's just many Jesuses, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Aba sebenzisi bona, oh Jesus only, ba sebenzisa nje ibizo, Jesus. Kulabo Jesus abane, kodwa inkosi, u Jesu Kristu, liyabo.
There's many baptized in the name of Jesus, so I certainly don't go for that. There's no scripture. You get the original, see if it ain't Lord Jesus Christ.
Baneng. Ba papatizeni ebizweni likaJesu. Mina ngempela angivumelanda lokho. Akulampala. Wena thatha owakuqala bona nxa kungasi inkosi Jesu Kristu.
Amen. Certainly. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. There's many Jesuses, certainly. And the Christ is the anointed.
Ngempela. Uyinkosi uJesu Kristu. Banenge oJesu ngempela. Njalo uKristu ngocotshiweyo.
I said, now if I was going to say the same thing for the Nest, I'd say, would it sound right? And he'd say, hey, Nest! I said, that's what you want us to say. See?
Ngati manje, ngabe ngizacho, into yinye gumfo wetu Nest. Bengiza kuthi, kungazwakala kuhle, ukuthi ngithi, hey, Nest! Ngati iyo indlela lina, ama oneness elicho ngayo, bona.
Wouldn't that be an irreverent disregards for that man who studied and he's got a doctor's degree. If he studied hard for that, he ought to be titled that.
Akusikho ukweyisa okungelanhlonipho kuleyo ndoda efundileyo futhi wathola i-degree yobudokotela. Nxa efunde kanzima kulokho kufanele akuphiwele inhlonipho lokho.
And I said then, if I said, hey doc, I said, wouldn't that sound flat for a minister to address another one? I said, that's just the way that you do it on the side for the title.
Footing at, ngako nga ngabe ngithe, hey, doc, ngat, loko, aguzwakali gugu, uguba, mfundisi, abingelele omunye. Kumbe ngat, iyo indlela eliyenzayo ngayo, kuphela, ngeqede, lesihloko.
Right, so when I take a man to the water, I walk up there and ask him and talk to him and get his name and whoever he is and his faith.
Kodwa ngathi, lapho ngithatha umuntu, ngisiya emanzini, ngiyahamba lapho, njalo ngimbuze futhi, ngixoxelaye, njalo ngithole ibizo lakhe, futhi lokuthi ungubani, njalo lokholo lwakhe.
Then I pray and say, now Father, as thou hast commissioned us to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations.
Ngakho, ngibese ngikhuleka ngisithi, manje baba, njengoba wasilayeza, hambane emhlabeni wonke, lienze izizwe zonke, zibe ngabafundi.
You brother know that's the original, see?
Lina bazalwane, liyazi yikho, okwasekuqaleni, bona.
Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe whatever things thou hast, all things thou hast taught us.
Lienze abafundi izizwe zonke, liba papatize ebizweni likayise. Lelendotana, leligamoya ongcwele, libafundise ukugcina zonke izinto, engeli, zonke izinto osifundise zona.
So then, I said, upon your confession of faith, upon your confession of your sins and your faith in the Son of God, I baptize thee, my beloved brother, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngakho ke ngathi, mayelana lokufakaza kokholo lwakho, mayelana lokufakaza kwezono zakho, futhi lokholo lwakho kuNdodana kaNkulunkulu. Ngiyakuphaphathiza mzalwane wami othandekayo ebizweni lenkosi uJesu Kristu.
After that's the way I baptize. I both recognize his titles, what he was, both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and the reason Jesus said that was.
Ngathi yiyo indlela engubhaphathiza ngayo, ngiyananzelela izihloko zakhe, ukuthi wayeyini, uyise indodana lomoya ongcwele futhi isizathu uJesu wathi njalo sasi.
Now look, if that isn't so, you got a contradiction in your scripture.
That's right.
You got a contradiction, and what do you go to do when?
Manje khangela nqanqa lokho kungenjalo kulokuphikisana empalweni wakho ulokuphikisana njalo uza kwenza njani lapho.
What if this Buddhist brother would rise up and say that? What about this?
Sithi nqa lumfo wethu ombhuda engaphakama etsho njalo manje lokhu ke.
What did he say when they told me over there when this Indian brother John Morris Reedhead and said to him, said, what about Mark 16? He had a crawfish on him.
Bathini lapho bengitshela ngale lapho lumfo wethu wes India emelana lo Morris Reddit njalo wathi kuye wathi phoke uMarko 16 waze wadeda kukho.
You don't have to crawfish on nothing. That's God's word.
Yeah.
Stay with it. Just pray, get the revelation. It all runs the same.
Akumelanga udedele ulutho yilo ilizwe likaNkulunkulu hlala lalo khuleka kuphela. Thola isambulo konke kundawonye.
See, they're both saying the same. Now, not titles, not flesh.
Bona bobabili bacho into yinye. Manje hatch izihloko, hatch khonoko.
I said, now, I recognize him. He was the Father, not another God. He was the Son, not another God, the same God.
Ngathi manje ngamnanzelela wayenguyise hatch omunye uNkulunkulu. Wayeyindodana hatch omunye uNkulunkulu.
It's three offices, God in the fatherhood, dispensation, if you want to call it, of the fatherhood, sonship. It's the same God in us now. I'll be with you. The personal pronoun, I'll be with you.
Wena, yizikhundla ezintathu, uNkulunkulu esikhathini sokuba ngubaba, nga ufuna ukubiza njalo, ubuyise, ubudodana, njalo nguNkulunkulu munye, okithi kathesi. Ngiza kuba lani isabizwana somuntu ngiza kuba lani.
So you see, it's three offices, not three gods.
Ngakho liyabo yizikhundla ezintathu athi uNkulunkulu abathathu.
Now brother, if the disciples never used it and on down, I ain't saying nothing against it. That's all right.
Manje mzalwane nxa abalandeli bengakusebenzisanga futhi kusiya njalo angitsho lutho ngiphikisana lakho kulungile.
I'll tell you, if a man come out here and is baptized in the name of the Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, and Morning Star, and believes Jesus Christ is his Savior, I'd say, God bless you, brother. Come on. Let's go. That's right.
Nyalitshela, nga umuntu ephuma la, wabhaphathizwa ebizweni leluba, leSharon, iluba lesigodini, njalo lenkanyezi yokusa, njalo ekholwa uJesu Kristu, njengomsindisi wakhe. Ngingathi, uNkulunkulu akubusise mzalwane. Wozani sihambe, bona, kulungile.
Because if your heart ain't right, you're not right anyhow. Amen. Exactly right. Amen. And your heart's got to be right.
Ngoba nxa inhliziyo yakho ingalunganga, awulunganga. Loba kunjani? Kunjalo ngempela. Njalo inhliziyo yakho kufanele ilunge.
And I said, now look, now if I was going to greet Brother Nestor, I'd say the Reverend Dr. Nest. That's exactly. He is a minister. He ought to be regarded as a reverend.
Futhi ngathi, manje khangela. Manje nxa ngiza bingelela umfo wethu uNesi la ngizathi uRev Dr. Nesi kunjalo sibili ungumfundisi kufanele ananzelelwe njengo reverend.
He has studied and much study. He has a doctor's degree, so he should be called doctor. That's his title. See? And his name is Nesto.
Ufundile njalo ufunde okujulileyo le degree yobudokotela. Ngakho kufanele abizwe ngokuthi dokotela. Yiso isihloko sakhe bona futhi ibizo lakhe nguNess kuloba.
Now I wouldn't say, hey Nest, hey Doc. No, that wouldn't be right. I'd say Reverend Dr. Nest.
Manje angeke ngitsho hey Nest, hey Doc. Hachi lokho kuyabe kungalunganga. Ngingatsho uRev Doc Nest.
See, that's what I'm calling. See what he is, both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Bon, hiko engubizayo. Bon, loko ayiko gonke uyise indodana lomoya ongcwele inkosi uJesu Kristu.
Now I said, if I ever baptize one out in your all's churches, that's the way I'll baptize.
Futhi ngathi nxa ngingabhaphathiza omunye emabandleni enu wonke, yiyo indlela enginga ba papatiza ngayo.
I said, would you receive him, Brother Nest? He said, certainly. He's been baptized in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Ngat ungamamgela na mfowethu Nest. Wathi ngempela usebhaphathizwe ebizweni likayise elendodana lomoya ongcwele.
I said, would you receive him, Brother Sism? He said, certainly he's baptized in Jesus' name.
Ngat ungamamgela na mfowethu Sism. Wathi ngempela usebhaphathizwe ebizweni likaJesu.
Then what's the matter with you, brother? Why don't you accept that and break down these walls where these poor human beings are?
Ngathi ngakho yini indaba ngani bazalwane? Kungani ngakwamkeli lokho? Njalo lidilize imduli le lapho laba abantu abahawulayo ba.
The oneness wants to really, the congregations, they want to worship with the assemblies, and the assemblies, congregation want to worship with the oneness, and brethren are that way. They are that way.
Abe oneness bafuna uku impela amabandla bafuna ukukhonza lama assemblies. Futhi ama assemblies ibandla bafuna ukukhonza labe oneness. Futhi labazalwane banjalo banjalo.
But as long as the devil can make them fight, now you see what I mean, brother? I'm driving towards that one thing, Jesus Christ, and the uniting of the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what my purpose is.
Kodwa nganje udevil ebenza abantu manje liyabona engikuthoyo bazalwane ngifinyelela into yinye uJesu Kristu futhi lokumanyaniswa komzimba kaJesu Kristu iyo injongo yami.
Now, I don't say nothing about, hey, you ain't baptized in Jesus' name, you're going to hell. Now, that's nonsense.
Manje angicho lutho mayelana. Yey, awubhaphathizwanga ebizweni likaJesu uya esihogweni. Manje ngumbhedo lo.
Amen.
I'll tell you what happened the other day. I was down in Texas for leaving. And their brethren here are witnesses to this.
Ngizalitshela okwenzakala ngolunye usuku. Bengiphansi eTexas phambi kokuba ngingakasuki. Futhi abazalwane lapha bangafakaza kulokho.
The Oneness Church. 72 churches sponsored my meeting. And I put Brother Petty, the Assembly of God brother, up on a platform that night. You know that's true.
Abe banda le Oneness. Ama banda ngamachumi ayisikhombisa lambili. Babesekela imhlangano yami njalo ngafaka umfowethu Pet umzalano weAssemblies of God phezulu kweplatform lobo busuku manje liyakwazi ukuthi liqiniso.
He's a precious brother. Brother Petty, if any of you know him, in Beaumont, Texas. He's one of the finest men I ever met.
Ungumzalwane othandekayo umfowethu Pet nga omunye wenu emazi usuka eBeaumont, Texas ngomunye wamadoda alungileyo.
His wife is a converted Catholic, a real sainted woman. He's a real man of God.
Umgakhe liyiKatolika eliguqukileyo umfazi ongcwele ngempela uyindoda kaNkulunkulu yoqobo.
Tell me who's a finer man than Roy Weed of the Assemblies of God.
Ngitshela ukuthi ngubani olungileyo ukudlula indoda uRoy Weed owe Assemblies of God.
Mention any of these men. Look here, all these brothers I know around here.
Choni omunye phakathi kwala amadoda khangela la bonke la abazalwane engibaziyo lapha.
Brother from the Philadelphia church here and the Assemblies of God man, and who's any finer people? Tell me where.
Umzalwane ovela kubandla le Philadelphia lapha njalo lamadoda eAssemblies of God njalo ngubani olunge kakhulu kulalapha abantu ngitshela ukuthi ngapi.
Tell me who's a finer man than Jack Moore. Tell me that.
Ngitshela ngubani olunge kakhulu ukudlula uJack Moore. Ngitshela lokho.
He's a, what they call, he belongs to them. He's not a radical.
Uyilokho abakuthoyo ngabanye babo. Kala mqondo odlulisa amalawulo.
You find radical on both sides.
Yes.
And that's where the people point, that's where the devil points.
Uyafumana abalo mqondo abadlulisa amalawulo nhlangothi zombili. Njalo yikho lapho abantu abakhomba khona. Futhi yikho lapho udevil akhomba khona.
But they're all men of God. God's given the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Kodwa bonke ngamadoda kaNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu ubanikeze umoya ongcwele.
If it wasn't for the grace of God, we'd all be gone with our flesh. It's exactly right. But the grace of God binds us together.
Ngabe kungasi musa kaNkulunkulu. Ngabe sonke asisekho ngokuxabana kwethu lokunjalo. Lokho kuliqiniso. Kodwa umusa kaNkulunkulu uyasibophanisa ndawonye.
No wonder we can sing, blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. That's what we need.
Akumangalisi yikho sihlabela. silungile isibopho esibopha inhliziyo zethu ndawonye ethandweni lesiKristu yikho esikudingayo njalo ke.
And so you know what? The general superintendent over the church called me up. He said, "Did you know what you did last night? The second night there."
Futhi njalo liyazi ukuthini umphathi jikelele phezulu kwebandla wangibiza wathi ubusazi okwenze izolo ebusuku ubusuku bami besibili lapho.
I said, "What?" I had a wonderful meeting.
Ngathi ini? Ngathi ngibe lomhlangano omuhle.
Said you had a man on your pulpit was a sinner.
What ube lendoda ku pulpit eyisoni?
I said I didn't know it. Where was?
Ngathi bengingazi lokho. Ube ngapi?
So that Mr. Petty.
What umnu Petty?
Oh, I said a sinner. Why, I said he's Assembly of God preacher, brother.
Oh, ngathi isoni. Ini? Ngathi ungumchumayeli we Assemblies of God mzalwane.
He said, "Yes, but he is still a sinner because he hasn't been baptized right."
What yebo? Kodwa uloke eyisoni ngoba kapapadzwanga kuhle.
And I said, "Brother, pray tell me why." I said he's got the Holy Ghost.
Futhi ngathi mzalwane, ngiyacela ngitshele ukuthi kungani. Ngathi ulomoya engcwele.
He said, "Brother Branham, what did Peter say? Repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Therefore your sins cannot be remitted until you're baptized in Jesus' name."
What? Mfowethu Branham, uPetro wathi, "Pendukani libhapathizwe ebizweni likaJesu Kristu ukuze lithethelelwe izono zenu. Ngakho izono zenu ngezake zithethelelwe uze ubhapathizwe ebizweni likaJesu."
I said, "Is that the farmer, my brother?" He said, "That's the farmer." I said, "He got upset his own apple cart then in Acts 10:49."
Ngathi yiyo indlela namzalwane. What yiyo indlela? Ngathi uNkulunkulu waphazamisa uhlelo lwakhe ngokwakhe kumsebenzi 10:49.
For while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell upon them which heard the word. And they had never been baptized at all. Then God gave the Holy Ghost to people that wasn't even converted. Where in the world are you standing now?
Ngoba kwathi uPetro esakhuluma lawo mazwi, umoya ongcwele wehlela phezu kwabo. Bonke abalizwayo ilizwi bona futhi babengazake baphaphathizwe ngitsho. Ngakho uNkulunkulu wanikeza umoya ongcwele ebantwini ababengaguquka lokuguquka. Ngathi umi ngapi emhlabeni na?
He said, "You know what we're going to do? Said we're drawing a little ring and drawing you right out of our circle." Then I said, "I'm going to draw another and draw you right back in again."
What uyazi? Esiza kwenza. Wathi siyadweba indingiliza. Njalo siyakukhupha kuzigombolozi sethu. Ngakho ngathi ngizadweba eyinye futhi ngikungenise phakathi njalo.
I said, "You can't draw me out because I love you. See, you just can't do it." I said, "It's you know your brethren out there that love me and believe in me." I said, "They'll come anyhow."
Ngathi ngeke ungikhuphele phandle ngoba ngiyakuthanda. Bona ngeke ukwenze nje. Ngathi banenge kakhulu abanye babafowenu abangithandayo labangikholwayo. Ngathi wena ngiza baza kuza loba kunjani.
I said, "They'll come and you can't draw me out. If you draw me out, I'll draw you back in."
Ngathi baza kuza futhi awungeke ungikhuphele phandle. Nxa ungangikhuphela phandle ngiza kungenisa phakathi.
I said, "When you make one circle, God by his grace let me draw another and pull you right back again." That's right. Draw right back again.
Ngathi nxa ungenza izigombolozi esisodwa uNkulunkulu ngomusa wakhe uza ngenza ngidwebe esinye njalo ngikudonsele phakathi futhi kulungile ngibalethe phakathi njalo.
Brother, oh, in Christ's name, may I say this? I know I'm holding up time here. It's just about almost time for closing, I guess. But let me just say this, see.
Futhi mzalwane, oh, ebizweni likaKristu, mangitsho lokhu, ngiyazi ngibambe isikhathi la, njalo sokufika, isikhathi sokuvala, ngiyacabanga kodwa ngiyekele ngitsho lokhu bona.
And I said to that man, I said, "I would go with you as long as you would preach the scriptures and have love and believe that, and preach and say you was baptizing people not in the name of Jesus, Jesus only, no sir."
Futhi ngathi kuleyo ndoda ngathi ngizahamba lawo nxa nje uchumayela umbhalo njalo ulothando njalo ukholwa ukuthi futhi uchumayele njalo uthi uya papatiza abantu hache bizwe ndika Jesu uJesu kuphela hache mnumzana.
I sure wouldn't go for that, because I'm acquainted with several Jesuses. Know them in Africa and different places, people named Jesus.
Ngingeke ngempela ngikwamukele lokho ngoba ngazana labo Jesu abaningi. Ngiyabazi eAfrica njalo le ndawo ezehlukeneyo abantu ababizwa ngokuthi Jesu.
But if you will use the term of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'll go with you on that. That's all right. I'll stick by it. I think you should put Father, Son, and Holy Ghost first to give it right. I said, I think you should.
Kodwa nxa uzasebenzisa ilizwi lokuthi inkosi uJesu Kristu ngizahambisana lawe ngalokho. Kulungile lokho. Ngiza kuma lawe. Ngicabanga ukuthi kufanele ufake uyise indodana lomoya engcwele kuqala. Bona ukuthi ukuthole kuhle. Ngathi ngicabanga ukuthi kufanele.
But he said, oh, no, that's back a trinity. I said, it is not a trinity. It's one God in three offices. Not a trinity, three gods.
Kodwa wathi, oh, hachi lokho. Sokubuyele ebuthathwini. Ngathi akusikho ukuthathu. KuNkulunkulu munye ezikhundleni ezintathu. Akusikho ukuthathu. OkuNkulunkulu abathathu.
We don't have no three gods. Certainly not. There's no such a thing. What's taught in the Bible? And there's only one God. Hear, O Israel, I'm the Lord your God, one God.
Thina asila boNkulunkulu abathathu. Ngempela ngitsho. Akulanto enjalo. Akufundiswanga eBhayibhelini. Njalo kulo uNkulunkulu oyedwa. Zwanini o Israyeli, ngiyinkosi uNkulunkulu wenu, uNkulunkulu oyedwa.
First commandment, thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Certainly, he's one God, not three.
Umlayo wokuqala, aliyikuba labanye onkulunkulu ngaphandle kwami. Ngempela, nginguNkulunkulu oyedwa, hatshi abathathu.
That's a Catholic version of it. And it was led off from the Catholic to the Lutheran and on down and so forth. And it's generally believed among people today that we have three gods.
Leyo indlela yesikatolika. Futhi kwakuyiyo kukhokhela kusuka kuKatolika kusiya kumaLutheran. Njalo kusehla ngokunjalo. Futhi kulukholo ebantwini lamhlanje ukuthi silabo uNkulunkulu abathathu.
And that's where you'll never, this gospel will never go to the Jews, which I prophesied in the morning to a Jewish missionary there. You'll never take a Trinity God to a Jew. You'll never do that.
Futhi yikho lapho ongasozi. Leli evangeli alisoze liye kumaJuda. Lokhu engakuprofitayo ngenye ikuseni. Lapho kummissionary wesiJuda. Awusoze uthathe uNkulunkulu wobuthathu umuse kumJuda. Awusoze ukwenze lokho.
Which he isn't. He's got better sense than that.
Amen.
He knows more about the Bible than that.
Yena-ke akanjalo. Wazi ngcono ukudlula lokho. Bona. Uyazi kakhulu ngeBhayibheli ukudlula lokho.
But he's never a triune God to a Jew. If you let him know it's the same Jehovah, he'll receive it right now, sure. That's it.
Kodwa yena akasi uNkulunkulu wobuthathu kumJuda. Nxa ungamazisa ukuthi kunguJehova ofanayo, uzakwamukela lokho kathesi. Mpela hikho boni.
And I believe all this as Joseph said, brethren, don't be angry with yourself. Because God has did this, you see, for a thing, it's so that it can wait till this time. That's all because our Gentile age is just about over. And I believe that with all of our heart.
Futhi ngiyakukholwa konke lokho. Njengo Josepha wacho bafowethu. Lingazondeli ngoba uNkulunkulu ukwenzile lokho. Liyabo. Ngoba into ukuze kuthi ulindele lesi sikhathi. Yikho kuphela ngoba isizukulwane sethu sabezizwe sesizaphela. Manje ngiyakukholwa ngenhliziyo yethu yonke.
So do you see, my brethren, I'm trying to drive at something. At this group of people of man who has the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Ngakho liyabo bazalwane bami. Ngizama ukufinyelela kokunye lokho lexuku labantu elamadoda abalo babhaptizo likamoya ongcwele.
Amy McPherson's group, what does she do?
Ixuku lika Amy McPherson wenzani?
She's first the oneness, I believe, then come out and become a symbol, and then pulled out and organized herself different. You're not long ago. Put in a little group, a little next.
Okokuqala, wayenguwe oneness, ngiyakholwa. Wasephuma waba nguwe assembly. Wasephuma njalo, wazihlanganisa ngokwehlukeneyo. Lapho kungasi isikhathi eside esidlulayo, wabe ixuku elincane into encane.
I was sitting in O.L. Jagger's meeting. Now, we all know O.L. Jagger's. His father helped found the General Council of Assemblies of God.
ngangihlezi emhlanganweni oka OL Checkers. Manje sonke siyamazi uOL Checkers. Uyise wamncedisa ukusungula iCouncil jikelele yeAssemblies of God.
Now OL is a great man. He's a great preacher.
Manje uOL indoda enkulu. Ungumthumayeli omkhulu.
I told him not long ago, I said, Brother Jaggers, if I could preach like you did, I'd never even have a healing service.
Ngamtshela kungesisikhathi esithi esedluleyo. Ngathi mfowethu Jaggers, nxa ngingatshumayela ngendlela oyenza ngayo, bengingasuze ngibe le nkonzo yokusilisa.
But he had got all that blood and wine and stuff when he first started over there. Excuse me if I'm hurting your feelings, brother, on that. That's all right.
Kodwa wayesethethe konke lokhu okwegazi njalo le wayini futhi lokunye lapho eqala khonale. Ngiyaxolisa nxa ngilizwisa ubuhlungu imizwa yenu bazalwane ngalokho kukahle.
God can make blood come, wine come, or oil come, whatever he wants to, but that don't remit sins. No, sir. No, sir. No, indeed.
Oh, uNkulunkulu engenza igazi lize, iwine ize, kumbe amafutha eze, loba yini ayifunayo, kodwa lokho akwesuli izono, hathi nomzana, hathi nomzana, hathi ngempela.
The blood of Jesus Christ shall never lose its power. So all the church of God can be saved just then no more.
Igazi likaJesu Kristu aliyikuswela amandla alo kuze kuthi lonke ibandla elihlengwe likaNkulunkulu lisindiswe ukuthi lingone futhi.
I said, Brother Jaggers, I tell him I called him up now. I was with the Christian businessman.
Ngathi mfowethu Jaggers, ngamthatha ngambiza futhi ngangela madoda abangabo somabhizimisi esiKristu.
Now I said, Brother Oil, he said, where in the world are you at?
Ngakho ngathi mfowethu Oil, what ungapi lapha emhlabeni?
I was a little cheap motel out there. And he said, you mean to tell me they put you out of your eyes? That's bizarre.
Ngangise hoteleni encane echipileyo phandle le. Wase sithi, utsho ukuthi bakufake phandle le. Ngathi yiso isifiso sami.
When I come to you, I said, what did you do? You put me on a Statler hotel and I had to stand in the corner.
Ngangisiza kuwe. Ngathi kuyini okwenzileyo. Ungifake le Statler hotel njalo bengimile ejikweni.
They set me down at the table and didn't know which knife to use or nothing else.
Bangihlalisa etafuleni. Bengingazi ukuthi ngisebenzise inqamu iphi kumbe ini.
I went out there without a coat on me. He wanted to run me out and I said, I don't know how to handle myself.
Futhi bengi, ngahamba ngehla, ngingela jazi, babefuna ukungixotsha. Futhi ngangisithi, angikwazi ukuziphatha.
So I'll take you over there if they're too poor to do it. I said, no, sir.
Wathi ngiza kuhambisa le, nxa beswele. Besehluleka ukukwenza lokho ngathi hathi nomzana.
I said, what I want to do is have a steak with you if you'll pay for it. And he said, all right.
Ngathi engufunayo ukudla isteak lawe nxa ungasibhadalela. Wathi kukahle.
We went out to a place and we sat down and I said, Brother Jaggers, I certainly admire your.
Ngakho ke sasesiphuma sisiya kwenye indawo njalo sahlala phansi njalo mina ngathi mfowethu Jaggers ngiyakuthakazelela ngempela.
And he's a very dear friend of mine, a precious brother.
Futhi ungumngane wami othandekayo, umzalo nomhle.
And I had his little pamphlet in where he had that woman that just come over here from overseas that had that blood in her hands and things. So I had it in here, I was wanting to deny it once, then I had it right on his paper, you know.
Futhi ngangile phetshana lakhe, njalo lapho wayelo mfazi owabuya la evela ngaphesheya kolwandle, owayele gazi ezandleni zakhe, njalo lezinto. Ngakho bengilakho la ngangifuna nje ukuthi akukhiphe kanye ngakho bengilakho kuphetshana lakhe uyazi.
I said, I have noticed where you're going right along, having going to have a big revival started up because a businessman had me over there, of course.
Ngathi senginanzelele ukuthi uya ngapi ule usiya kuba le mvuselelo enkulu ngoba amadoda angosomabhizimusi babelami le ngempela.
Oh, look like people know if the Holy Spirit can reveal on the platform. Mm-hmm. Can't he tell me what's going on in the places, brother?
Ukukhangeleka ingathi abantu bayazi. Nxa umoya ongcwele ungambula phezulu kuplatform. Angeke yini akutshele okwenzakalayo ezindaweni na bazalwane.
I can tell you word by word and prove it by Brother Carlson, this brother here. I said at the meeting yesterday and told these brethren what would be here this morning.
Yes, sir.
Right, exactly.
Ngingakutshela ibala ngebala njalo ngikufakaze ngomfowethu Carlson. Futhi lo mzalwane lo ola ngahlala emhlanganweni izolo njalo ngatshela laba bazalwana okuza kuba khona la likusene. Kukahle khona sibili.
Amen.
See, because the Holy Spirit woke me up and said, stand by the window. I looked at the window and he showed me just exactly this.
But, ngoba umoya ongcwele wangivusa futhi wathi mana ngasefasteleni ngakhangela ngasefastela futhi wangitshengisa lokho sibili.
Well, they ought to know it.
Ngathi kathesi bazalwane ngilitshengisile lokho ngempela lapho bona ngani bekumele babekwazi.
Here not long ago a man got up here at the Chautauqua and said Brother Branham is a prophet. I don't claim to be no prophet.
Lapha kungasiyisikhathi eside sedluleyo indoda yasukuma lapha eChautauqua futhi yathi mfowethu Branham ngumprofeti. Kangizitsho ukuthi ngingumprofeti bona.
But he said Brother Branham is a prophet when he's under the spirit of discernment, but said his doctrine is poison, be careful with it.
Kodwa wathi mfowethu Branham ungumprofeti nxa ephansi komoya wokudalula. Kodwa wathi imfundiso yakhe yitshefu linanzelele ngaye.
I thought of an educated man would say a thing like that.
Ngacabanga indoda efundileyo ingatsho into enjengaleyo.
What does a prophet mean? A divine interpreter of the word.
Yes, amen.
The word of the Lord came to the prophet.
Kutshona ukuthi umprofeti umhumuthi kamoya welizwi. Ilizwi lenkosi leza kumprofeti. Uyabo?
But just that's neither here nor there. But anyhow, Brother Jaggers and I said, I've seen about that woman that got that blood in her hand.
Kodwa khona lokho nje akusikuzwa kumba ukutsho kodwa kungenani mfowethu Jaggers futhi ngathi what ngathi ngibonile ngalo mfazi olegazi lelo esandleni sakhe.
Oh, he said, Brother Branham, that's the most phenomenal you ever seen.
Oh, what mfowethu Branham yinto emangalisayo osuke wayibona.
I said, Brother Jaggers, I love you. First, I want you to put my hand in yours. Let's say we're brothers. He said, sure. What's the matter?
Ngathi mfowethu Jaggers ngiyakuthanda kuqala ngifuna ukufake isandla sami kwesakho asithi singabazalwane wathi impela yini inkinga.
I said, you are one of the most powerful preachers that I know. What a instrument for God that you are. He said, thank you, Brother Branham. You're really humble.
Ngathi ungomunye wabachumayeli abalamandla engibaziyo uyisitsha sikaNkulunkulu wena wathi ngiyabonga mfowethu Branham uthobekile ngempela.
I said, I'm not saying that to be humble. I'm saying that because I believe it. You are God's servant.
Ngathi angitsho lokho ukuzithobisa. Ngitsho lokho ngoba ngiyakukholwa uyinceku kaNkulunkulu.
I said, Brother Jaggers, unless you're running too much out, you haven't got a counterbalance for what you're talking about, you're basing.
Kodwa ngathi mfowethu Jaggers ngaphandle kokuthi uyagijima kakhulu. Awulakho ukulinganisa kwalokho okhuluma ngakho. Uyasisekela.
And here's what's the matter with all you assemblies of God and other man, only healing services.
Futhi nansi indaba ngeningi lenu abe Assemblies of God, lamanye amadoda mayelana lenkonzo zokusiliswa.
I don't blame you. There's so much call, and Tommy here is a good brother, and we know how solid he stands.
Ngilicale, kulokuningi okuthiwa, lo Tommy lapha, ngumzalwane olungileyo, njalo siyazi ukuthi uma eqine kangakanani.
But there's so much in the land today under the name of divine healing, no wonder you don't want to sponsor a meeting in a city.
Kodwa kuningi okusemhlabeni okungaphansi kwebizo lokusilisa kukamoya. Akumangalisi alifuni ukusekela imihlangano edolobheni.
They come and bleed the people and go out and what have they got? Don't give the people a bit more than you do from the platform, from your own home. And you're right, brother. I'm telling you, you're right.
Bayabuya njalo baqedele abantu imali futhi baphume futhi kuyini abalakho unganika abantu okudlulisa lokho okwenza nqa uphambili kuplatform kupulpit yakho futhi liqondile bazalwane ngiyalitshela liqondile.
But it's just like I was reading the history of Martin Luther. It said it wasn't a mystery that Martin Luther could protest the Catholic Church and get by with it. You've read his history.
Kodwa kunje nge ngangibala imbali kaMartin Luther. Ithi yona kwakungasi mfihlakalo ukuthi uMartin Luther wayephikisa ngokutshengisela ibandla leKatolika njalo kungelanto enzakala kuye labala imbali yakhe.
But if Martin Luther could hold his head above all the fanaticism that followed his revival, there was a mystery.
Kodwa uMartin Luther wayengaphakamisa ikhanda lakhe phezu kokudlulisa amalawulo okwakulandela imvuselelo yakhe. lapho kwakulemfihlakalo.
And when the phenomenon is done, the uncircumcised follow, just like it was in Egypt.
Futhi nxa isimangaliso senzakele, abangasokwanga bayalandela njengokufanayo eGibhithe.
And it always has caused trouble out in the land. We know that when we get out there, which the raised up cord God had to destroy. But brother, I don't blame you.
Futhi kuhlezi kubangela uhlupho ezweni. Siyakwazi lokho nxa siphumela phandle le okwathi kwavuka uKhora njalo uNkulunkulu wakuphidlisa. Kodwa bazalwane angilicali.
Brother Jaggers sat there and tried to tell me that that was the Holy Ghost doing that.
Umfowethu Jaggers wahlala lapho njalo wazama ukungitshela lokho ukuthi kwakungumoya ongcwele owayekwenza lokho.
And said, and then I had in his own paper, I said, Brother Jaggers, now I said, I am a seventh grade pupil, and you are a doctor of divinity, and studied to be an attorney.
Foot what njaloge, ngangile ema pepe nake ngat mfowethu Jaggers, kathesi ngat, ngafunda ngafika ku grade 7, njalo wena ungudokotela wezinkolo. Njalo wafundela ukuba liqetha.
You was raised up in a clean, decent church, the Assemblies of God. Your father helped to found that faith. And if you pulling away, that's up to you.
Wena wakhuliswa kuhle ebandleni elihlanzekileyo elihloniphekayo, iAssemblies of God. Uyihlo wancedisa ukusungula lolokholo. Futhi wena usuhlubuka lokho kukuwe.
But I said, that's up to any man who wants to do that. I don't draw any lines there.
Kodwa ngathi lokho kusemuntwini loba nguphi ofuna ukwenza lokho angidwebi mzila lapho.
But when it comes to a place that an instrument like you could win thousands of souls to Christ would build your ministry up on a sensation.
Kodwa nxa kusiza endaweni lapho isitsha esinjengawe singazuza imphefumulo eyizinkulungwane kuKristu uyakhe intshumayelo yakho phezu komuzwa wenyama.
I said, Brother Jaggers, you build a column like that, if you haven't got a counterbalance for that, it'll fall after a while.
That's right, that's right.
And you've got to have scripture for what you're talking about.
Not forward to Jaggers. Uyakha ikolam kanjalo. Nga ungela uguli nganisa kwalokho. Kuza kuwa ngemva kwesikhatshana. Futhi kumele ube lombhalo walokho okhuluma ngakho.
He said, there is scripture. I said, produce it.
What ukhona umbhalo ngathi uveze.
He said, well, Brother Branham, so that's the Holy Ghost doing that.
What yebo mfowethu Branham? What ngumoya ongcwele okwenza lokho?
I said, show me the scripture where it said the Holy Ghost ever made blood come out on somebody and so forth like that. This truth. Or I'll pour out of him.
Ngathi ngitshengisa umbhalo lapha owathi umoya ongcwele wayenza igazi ukuthi liphume emuntwini futhi lokunjalo. Kanjalo kutshengise nje amafutha ephuma kibo.
You said that oil was for divine healing. And you said that woman's blood would be the salvation of nations.
Wena wathi lawo mafutha ayengokusilisa kukamoya. Futhi wena wathi igazi lomfazi lo liza kuba insindiso yezizwe.
I said, if that is so, then what happened to the blood of Jesus Christ? It takes away anything that's against it is anti.
Amen.
It's against it. I said, it becomes an anti-Christ doctrine.
Ngathi nxa kunjalo, ngakho kwenzakalani ngegazi lika Jesu Kristu liyasusa njalo loba yini emelana lakho kuyaphikisana lakho ngathi kuba imfundiso yomphiku Kristu.
Oh, I said, Brother Branham, you'll learn someday. I said, I hope I never learn like that.
Oh, wathi mfowethu Branham uzafunda ngolunye usuku ngathi ngiyathemba ngisoze ngifunde kanjalo.
Now, brother, I said, I love you, and you're my brother, and I said, Brother Jaggers, you're going to get on a limb after a while that you can't get back off of.
Amen.
Come
Amen.
Back to your church and come back and stay with the gospel. Now, so don't build it up on sensation.
Manje mzalwane ngathi, ngiyakuthanda njalo ungu mzalwane wami. Futhi ngathi, mfowethu Jaggers, uzalandela imfundiso ngemva kwesikhatshana okokuthi awusoze usuke kuyo. Penduka ebandleni lakho. Njalo uhlale levangeli. Ngakho ngathi ungakheli phezulu kwemizwa yenyama.
I said, for now he's got his baptized in the eternal life. You know, every time you baptize, you go back to the young woman or man.
Ngathi manje usefike ubhapathizela empilweni enaphakade. Uyazi, sonke isikhathi. Ubhapathiza uyaphindela ekubuyeni ngumfazi omutha lendoda entsha.
Now that's going to, the ego never dies, so that is, he's on the end of the limb right now.
Amen.
And them vitamin pills out of the dead sea.
Gatis loko guza, au ngicho ugufa, ngako loko, usekucineni kokweduka. Ngathesi futhi lamaphilisi awama vitamins phandle kolwandle olufileyo.
You see, but that's what it is, brother. You start on those little sensations, and you man here, it's got these churches, you let something like that come into the city, and, you know, the devil is shrewd, and he jumps in on those things like Amen. That.
Yabona, kodwa yikho okuyikho mzalwane. Uyaqala kuleyo mizwa yenyama encane, futhi lina madoda lapha, elilama abandla lawo, liyavumela okunje kuze edolobheni futhi, uyazi udeveli, ukhaliphile njalo uyeqela ezintweni ezinjalo.
He fusses at it. He gets people wound up and he causes confusions in the church and things. But that isn't so.
Uyaqala inkani futhi uyenza abantu baphiceke njalo uyaletha ukudideka ebandleni lokunjalo. Kodwa lokho akunjalo.
Now, here, no matter how much you are right, there's one thing that we fail and miss, my brother.
Manje lapha loba uqonde kanganani nansi into inye esihlulekayo njalo esiyikhuthayo bazalwane bami.
I'm closing and saying this.
Manje sengivala ngisitsho lokho.
No matter how right I am and how scriptural I am and how much I know about God's Bible, if I haven't got the Spirit of God of love in my heart for the whole human race and all, then I'm wrong to begin with.
Akukhathalekile ukuthi ngiqonde njani futhi ngingumuntu wombhalo okunganani njalo lokuthi ngazi okunganani ngeBhayibheli likaNkulunkulu nga ngingelamo yaNkulunkulu owothando enhlizweni yami kusizukulwane sonke sabantu lakho konke kutsho ukuthi ngiphambukile.
Now Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, though I have knowledge, see, and understand all the mysteries of God, see, under all that, and have not charity, I'm nothing.
Manje uPaulo wathi kwabase Korinte abakuqala 13, lalo bangilolwazi bona njalo ngizwisisa zonke imfihlakalo zikaNkulunkulu bona phansi kwakho konke kimi futhi ngingelathando angisilutho.
Amen. Though I speak with tongue of man and of angels, that's those who you speak to God and always the ones can be interpreted.
Futhi lanxa ngingakhuluma ngendimi zabantu lezengilosi yilezo ezikhuluma kuNkulunkulu futhi yizo izikhathi zonke ezingachasiswayo.
Do I speak with tongues, genuine tongues of men and angels, and have not charity, love, it profits me nothing.
Loba ngikhuluma ngezindimi, indimi eziqotho zabantu lezengilosi futhi ngingelalo uthando, uthando akungisizi lutho.
So if I know all the mysteries of God and can unroll them and make them all hit together, and I don't have love, what good does it do?
Ngakho ke nga ngisazi zonke imfihlakalo zikaNkulunkulu futhi ngizembule zonke njalo njalo ngizenze zihambelane futhi ngingelala uthando kunceda ngani.
And when Jesus said, this will all men know that you're my disciples, when the assemblies has love for the oneness, and the oneness has love for the assemblies. When you have love, one for another, be right or wrong.
Futhi lapho ngi uJesu wathi ngalokho bonke abantu bazakwazi ukuthi lingabafundi bami. Lapho lilo, lapho abe assembles bethanda abe oneness, labe oneness bethanda abe assembles. Lapho lilo thando omunye komunye ulungile kumbe ungalunganga.
And as long as the objective is wrong, the motive is wrong, brother, then you're wrong to begin with. Isn't that right?
Futhi nxa nje injongo iphambukile, isisusa siphambukile, bengisitsho, ngakho uphambukile kusukela ekuqaleni, akunjalo na.
See, though I speak with tongue of men and angels, and have not charity, I'm not nothing yet. Because God is love. We know that.
Bona, nxa ngingakhuluma ngendimi zabantu, lezengilosi, ngingelathando, kangikabi yilutho. Ngoba uNkulunkulu luthando siyakwazi lokho.
And I believe in speaking in tongues. Now somebody said, Brother Bram, don't believe in the initial evidence. I'd like to clear that up with you now. See? I'd like to tell you.
Futhi ngiyakholwa ekukhulumeni ngendimi. Manje omunye wathi umfowethu Branham kakholwa ubufakazi bokuqala. Ngithanda ukulungisisa lokho lani kathesi. Bona, ngithanda ukulitshela.
I believe that when a man receives Christ, he receives a portion of the Holy Spirit.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi nxa umuntu esemkele uKristu, uyamkele ingxenye eyomoya ongcwele.
Because Jesus said in Matthew the 12th chapter of the 5th chapter and 24th verse. He said I believe St. John 5:24.
Ngoba uJesu wathi kuMateyu isahluko 12 yesahluko 5 lamachumi amabili indima 24 wathi hathi ngiyakholwa ukuthi nguJohane ongcwele 5:24.
He said, "He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life."
What ozwayo amazwi am akholwe kuye ongithumile ulempilo ephakade.
Now, there's only one form of eternal life, and not come into the condemnation, but pass from death to life.
Manje kulohlobo olulodwa lwempilo ephakade. Njalo kangeni ekwahlulelweni, kodwa usedlule ekufeni waya ekuphileni.
Now, I believe that no man can call himself, God has to call him.
Manje ngiyakholwa ukuthi akula muntu ongazibiza, uNkulunkulu kufanele ambize.
And if God really called him, now there's a lot of people we know, brethren, it's worked up and thinks that God's called him, but their life soon finds that you find it out.
Futhi nxa uNkulunkulu embizile sibili, futhi kulabantu abaningi, siyazi bazalwane, abangena kumadlabuzani njalo becabange ukuthi uNkulunkulu umbizile. Kodwa impilo yabo masinya uyafumana uyayifumana.
But if God calls you, why you'll be there and you'll stay there. See,
Nga uNkulunkulu ekubizile ngani uya uzakuba khonale ukhona lapho njalo uzahlala khonapho bona siyakwazi.
And then that's not Baptist doctrine, you know that, see, but cause I don't believe in shaking hands and having eternal security and all that stuff. I don't believe in that, not at all.
Futhi njalo ke manje akusiyo mfundiso yeBaptist liyakwazi lokho bona kodwa angikholwa ekuqawuleni izandla njalo ususiba lokulondolozo okuphakade nazo zonke lezo zinto angikholwa lokho ngitshola kancane.
They want to believe that, well, that's all right. I still say they're my brothers.
Nga befuna ukukholwa lokho yebo kukahle ngiyala ngisithi ngabazalwane bami.
This morning if I was going to ask for a piece of pie, which is almost dinner time, I may make cherry and you might take apple, but we're both eating pie, see.
Likuseni nxa bengizacela ingxenye yepie osokuyisikhathi sokudla kwantambama ngingathanda icherry futhi wena ungathatha iapple kodwa sobabili sidla ipie bona.
So it doesn't make any longer you're eating pie, that's the way we believe.
Ngakho akwenzi kuphela nje sisidla ipie yiyo indlela esikholwa ngayo.
If you want to be a oneness, be a oneness. If you want to be assembly of God, be assembly of God. If you want to be whatever you are, Baptist, Presbyterian, be a Christian in it, see?
Nga ufuna ukuba yi-oneness, woba yi-oneness. Nga ufuna ukuba yi-assemblies of God, woba yi-assemblies of God. Nga ufuna ukuba loba hin, oyiyo, Baptist, Presbyterian, woba ngumKristu kukho, bona.
Amen. And search it out by yourself, but don't fuss with one another because these little things, they all dovetail together. That's right, they all dovetail together and come to that one place.
Futhi futhi dinga ngokwakho, kodwa lingaphikisani omunye lomunye, ngoba lezi zinto ezincane zonke ziyahlangana ndawonye kukahle, ngiyahlangana ndawonye futhi kuze ndawo yinye.
And no matter what we do, how many miracles we can perform, how many mountains we can move, or whatever it is, until we come to a place that we love.
Amen.
Not make believe, but we love one another.
Futhi futhi kungakhathalekile ukuthi senza kuphi, ukuba zingaki izimanga esingazenza, intaba ezingaki esingazisusa, kumbe kungaba yini kuze kuthi sifike endaweni lapho esithanda khona. Hathi ukufanisela, kodwa siyathandana.
When we love every brother, no matter what church he belongs to, we love him, not just pretend we do because we know it's a religious idea. It's we're supposed to do it, but because we do it.
Yeah.
We love one another.
Lapho sithanda wonke umzalwane, kungakhathalekile ibandla aya kulo, siyamthanda. Hathi ukwenza sengathi ngoba siyazi kungumqondo wenkolo, kuyi kufanele sikwenze, kodwa ngoba siyakwenza, siyathandana.
Then long-suffering, bearing with one another. I believe in Colossians 3, about 9, somewhere along in there. I might be wrong on Scripture, but it said this, after we become a Christian, we should not envy. See?
Yiko, ukubekezela. Sibekezelana omunye komunye. Futhi ngiyakholwa kwabase Kolose 3, 2, 0, 9. kwenye indawo khonapho ngingabe ngiphambukile ngompalo kodwa uthi lokho emva kokuba sengingumKristu akumelanga sibe lomona bona.
We can't have faith when we're trying to pay respects and honor to one another. See, we can't do that. We can't have faith. We got to honor God. See, honor Him.
Tina ngeke sibe lokholo nxa sizama ukuhlonipha lokudumisa omunye lomunye. Bona, ngeke sikwenze lokho. Ngeke sibe lokholo. Kumele sidumise uNkulunkulu bona ukumhlonipha yena.
Believe in my brother, sure is love, but the respects and dignity goes to God.
Kolwane kubazalwane bami mpela luthando kodwa inhlonipho lesithunzi kuya kuNkulunkulu.
It's brilliant, but have a faith and confidence in one another and don't lie to one another. See, don't lie to one another.
Ngokuqondane le kodwa kolwane njalo lethembane omunye lomunye futhi lingaqambelana namanga bona lingaqambelana namanga.
If I tell you this morning I love you, I must mean that. If it doesn't, I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Nxa ngingakutshela likuseni ngiyakuthanda kufanele ngikutsho khona lokho. Nxa kungenjalo ngingumkhohlisi yikho mpela.
Now, brother, along this line, now, Brother Tommy, I hope I haven't held too much here. If Brother Tommy's got something to say just in a second.
Manje bazalwane, ngalo umzila, manje mfowethu Tommy, ngiyathemba ukuthi angiliphuzisanga kakhulu lapha ngi umfowethu Tommy ulokunye okukutsho ngomzuzwana nje.
But I might say this. When I come into the midst of you, I believe this. I believe that God our Father overshadowed a virgin called Mary and created in her a blood cell which brought forth Jesus Christ, which was the Son of God, the tabernacle in which God unveiled himself in flesh, manifested himself among us. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself.
Kodwa ngingatsho lokho lapho ngibuya phakathi kwenu. Ngiyakukholwa lokho. Ngiyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu ubaba wethu wembesa intombi ethiwa nguMaria njalo wadala kuye isakhi sekazi elaletha uJesu Kristu owayeyindodana kaNkulunkulu idokodo lapho uNkulunkulu azivalela khona enyameni wazibonakalisa yena phakathi kwethu uNkulunkulu waye kuKristu ebuyisana lomhlaba.
I believe that that blood cell was broken at Calvary for the remission of our sins and the spirit went out of him and came back upon the church because the Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Christ, the Logos was in us now, the Holy Spirit by baptism.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi isakhi sekazi saphohlozwa eCalvary kukho ukuthethelelwa kwezono zethu. Umoya wasuphuma kuye futhi wasubuya phezu kwebandla ngoba uKristu umoya ongcwele, uKristu iLogos yaba kithi kathesi umoya ongcwele ngobhabhathizo.
Making us Christ separated himself, giving his life to each one of us, that we as a group of people might be the church of God.
Esenza thina uKristu wazihlukanisa ngokwakhe enikeza impilo yakhe kithi omunye nomunye ukuthi thina njengequku labantu singaba libandla likaNkulunkulu.
And not long ago I used to ride, you know that my father was a rider, great shot. I used to ride.
Futhi kungase isikhathi eside esedluleyo ngangijwayele ukukhwela. Liya wazi lokho. Ubaba wami wayengumkhwelu intshantshu enkulu ngangijayele ukukhwela.
We heard the Rapitaw Valley, the Troublesome River over the Rapitaw Range. The Herford Association grazes that valley.
Sa siselusa zona eArapah Valley, kumbe ngitsho iTroublesome River, ngangale kweArapah Range, iHereford Association yenza leso sigodi njengamadlelo.
And up on that valley, the ranchers, they have so much grass that they can raise, and when a ranch will produce as much as a ton of hay, you can run a cow on the pasture up below Esther's Park there. And you can run a cow, and those part of my great hunting grounds up in there.
Futhi kuleso sikoti, ave ma plazini, balo tjani obunenge, abanga abu kulisa, nga ipulazi linga kupa utani, obunga linga nanga, letani, unga hambisa inkomo emadlelweni lawo phezulu ngaphansi kwe East Park. Lapho njalo unga hambisa inkomo emadle indawo yami enkulu yokuzingela phezulu le.
And I've ranged in there for a year. I go yet in spring, fall, when I'm off the cannon and ride the roundup just to be up there. Because I love to ride.
Futhi ngelusela khona okomnyaka. Ngiyahamba futhi ngesikhathi sentwasa lesebusika. Lapho ngiphiwe amalanga okungabi semsebenzini futhi lanqa ngisenelisa. Nga ngikhwela ngisiya phendukisa izifuyo ukuthi ngibe phezulu nje ngoba ngiyathanda ukukhwela.
And all up and down the that valley is a bunch of ranchers that has a right into here, and it's a grazer cattle.
Futhi ngisenyuka lokwehla epula leso sgodi kulaba mapulazi abaningi abalemvumo khonale lokudlisa inkomo zabo emadlelweni.
And in the springtime, many times I help them get the cattle together and run them up there.
Futhi ngesikhathi sentwasa isikhathi eziningi. Ngibasize ukuthi balethe inkomo zabo ndawonye futhi bazise khonale.
And there's a drift fence where they can't drift back on private property coming down through the range. So, and the ranger stands there and counts those cattle when he goes in, when they go in.
Futhi kulothango lokwahlukanisa lapho abangeke belusele emadlelweni abanye besehla phansi e-ranch kuze futhi umnini ranch uya malapho futhi abale inkomo lezo nxa engena lapho zingena.
And I've said it many a day, hour after hour, watch Mr. Grimes's bunch go through. He had the diamond bar. Ours is a turkey track. And they had the tripod just below us. And Jeffrey's and so forth.
Futhi sengake ngahlala amalanga amaningi. Ihola ngehola. Ngibona umhlambi kamnu Grimes. Ungena wayele diamond bar. Owethu wawi take it track. Futhi babele tripod ngaphansi kwethu loka Jeffrey futhi lokunjalo.
Then when I'd put my leg, as many of you know, across the horn of the saddle and sit there and watch that ranger as he stood there counting these cattle.
Lapho sengifake unyawo lwami njengoba abaningi benu ngisazi ngale kophondo lwesihlalo futhi ngihlale khona njalo ngibukele umnini we-ranch emi lapho ebala lezi nkomo.
I noticed one thing. He didn't pay much attention to the brand that was on it. But there's one thing he really looked for. That was a blood tag.
Ngananzelela into yodwa. Kazanga thatheke ngomchiso owawukuyo. Kodwa kulento eyodwa ayekhangelisisa kwakuluphawu lwegazi.
It had to be a thoroughbred Hereford or it couldn't go behind that fence. But the brand didn't make much difference.
Kwakufanele ibe luhlobo sibili lweHereford. Kumbo yayingeke ingene ngale kothango lolu kodwa umchiso waungela mehluko ongako.
And I think that's where it'll be a suggestion. He's not going to look at our brand, but he'll look for the blood tag.
Futhi ngicabanga ukuthi hiyo indlela okuzabe kuyiyo ekwahlulelweni. Akayi kukhangela umchiso wethu kodwa uzakhangela uphawu lwegazi.
I have made my mistakes, brethren. And I've done so many things that's wrong.
Sengayenza amaphutha ambazalwane futhi ngayenza okuningi okuphambukileyo.
And if any time along the road I brought or you have heard something that I might have remarked or said that given offense or some kind, or if I said something this morning that given offense, I ask you as a Christian brother or sister, forgive me.
Futhi nxa loba nini endleleni ngilethe kumbe lizwe okunye engabe ngakutsho kumbe ngakukhuluma okwaletha isikhubekiso esithile kumbe nxa ngikhulume okunye lamuhla ekuseni okulethe isikhubekiso, ngiyakucela njengomfowethu kumbe udade ongumKristu ngixolele.
I don't mean to do it. I've only spelled you my heart so that we would know.
Angizimiselanga ukukwenza, ngithulule kuphela kini inhliziyo yami ukuze libe kwazi.
If there's any baptizing to be done, you brother do it yourself. That's I don't do it.
Nga kuloku babhaptiza okufanele kwenziwe lina bazalwane likwenze lodwa bona lokhu angikwenzi.
If I have, that's the way I'll baptize one like that. Neither one of you can take it.
Nga nginga wenza, hiyo indlela enginga papatiza ngayo. Okufana laloko. Njalo omunye wenu engakuthatha bona.
So you can take the person they're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and they're baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ too.
Ngakho ungathatha umuntu, bapapatizwe ebizweni likayise, indodana, lomoya ongcwele. Njalo bapapatizwe ebizweni lenkosi uJesu Kristu futhi.
So if I ever baptize one, but I haven't done it yet, I only baptize in my own church. And that's just the people there, and that's the way people at my church are baptized.
Ngakho nxa ngingapapatiza oyedwa, kodwa angikakwenzi okwamanje, ngipapatiza ebandleni lami kuphela, futhi yibo abantu nje lapho, futhi yiyo indlela abantu abapapatizwa ngayo ebandleni lami.
If you look back, that's the old missionary ritual, the old missionary Baptist ritual.
Futhi ungakhangela emuva, yiwo umkhuba wendulo wama missionary. Umkhuba omdala we-missionary Baptist.
And now, if that's that, I believe in divine healing, I believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I believe in the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, I believe in every gift that God gave to His church, I'm for them 100%.
Futhi manje nxa yikho lokho, ngiyakholwa ukuphiliswa kukamoya, ngiyakholwa ekubhapathizweni kukamoya ongcwele, ngiyakholwa kumoya ongcwele, ukhuluma ngendimi, ngiyakholwa kusipho sonke uNkulunkulu asinikeza ebandleni lakhe, ngiyavumelana lazo ngokupheleleyo.
But I believe I'm not in for a lot of this here super duper healing that we have around today.
Kodwa ngiyakholwa angizwisani lokusiliswa okumangalisayo kakhulu esilakho kulezi nsuku.
I would just like to make a remark here. Some time ago there was a brother, and it isn't my precious brother Tommy Hicks, which I regard as a true servant of Christ.
Ngithanda ukutsho ilizwi lapho isikhathi esidlulileyo lapha kwakulomzalwane futhi akusuye umzalwane wami oligugu Tommy Hicks engumbona njengenceku eqotho kaKristu.
There was another man in another country, and in this country there was just all time God super duper healer, you know, like that.
Kwakulenye indoda kwelinye ilizwe futhi kule lilizwe kwakule wayenje isikhathi sonke umsilisi kaNkulunkulu omangalisayo kakhulu, umsilisi omangalisayo kakhulu, uyazi kanjalo.
And I got a letter after the man had from the Lutheran Church, and my secretary here knows we have it on file.
Futhi ngathola incwadi emva kwendoda leyo isi ebandleni lama Lutheran, futhi unobhala wami lapha uyazi silakho kuma file.
I wouldn't call the man's name because it's not Christian. Like, although I disagree with the man's ideas, but that's perfectly all right. I love him. He's my brother.
Ngingeke ngibize ibizo lalindoda ngoba akufanelanga isiKristu. Loba ngiphikisana lemqondo yalindoda kodwa kulungile ngempela. Ngiyamthanda ungumzalane wami.
But it just got to a place to where they just got to have some kind of a sensation or whip it up or something other like that, see? And that's no good, see? Brother, bodily exercise does very little.
Kodwa kwafika endaweni lapho okumele babe lamadla buzane kumbe ukuzunguzwa kumbe okunye okunjalo bona, futhi lokho akulunganga bona mzalwane. Ukuzunguza umzimba kwenza okuncane kakhulu.
And so this Lutheran minister wrote this minister back a letter, and he said, "You American evangelists who come here, so with all your super duper healing to everybody."
Futhi lumchumayeli webandla lama Lutheran walobela lumchumayeli incwadi futhi wathi, "Lina bavangeli beMelika elizala, wathi lokusiliswa kwenu okumangalisayo kakhulu kumuntu wonke."
And now this sounds like a little bouquet to myself, but God knows I don't mean it in that way.
Futhi lokho kuzwakala ngani ngiyazibabaza kodwa uNkulunkulu uyazi ukuthi angikutsho ngaleyo ndlela.
But he said, when little Deborah Statscliffe died, that baby, and that mother had stood there that day in California, where that baby had died and was cold.
Kodwa wathi lapho lapho uDeborah Statscliffe omncane esifa, leyo ngane futhi lo nina wayemi lapho usuku lonke California, lapho leyo ngane yayifile khona.
And seen lay that baby over in Brother Branham's arms, and him stand there and pray for it. The baby starts screaming and kicking and handed back to him.
Foot ebon wabeka leyo ngane engalweni zika mfowethu Branham. Njalo laye emi khonapho futhi emkhulekela. Futhi leyo ngane yaqala ukumemezela futhi ekhahlela njalo wayinikeza kuye.
He also knew of the Mexican case, which we can base this full gospel businessman, a statement you have to have something stated from a doctor.
Yena wayesazi njalo udaba lwaseMexico lona esingasekela okwathiwoyo ngabe full gospel businessman kufanele ube lolutho olwathiwoyo ngudokotela.
When that little Mexican baby died that morning at 9 o'clock, this was 11 o'clock that night, doctor wrote his statement out.
Lapho leyo ngane yeMexico isifile exit lokho ngehola lesifica munye munye futhi leli kwaso kuyihola lethu lanye lobo busuku udokotela waloba istatement sakhe wathi
brother Espinosa, which many of you simply God brother know, he was the one got the statement from the doctor that he died.
Mfowethu Espinosa inengileni bazalwane be Assemblies of God liyazi nguye owathola istatement esivela kudokotela ukuthi ingane yayifile.
I saw a vision out of the crowd when 20,000 Catholic people come to Christ in Mexico City.
Futhi ngase ngibona umbono phezu kwabantu lapho abantu abayizinkulungwane ezingamajumi amabili bama Katolika beza kuKristu edolobheni leMexico.
I said, don't you just take that. I don't know that baby. I just saw a vision out here.
Ngathi ungaze wakuthatha lokho nje. Angikwazi leyo ngane. Ngibone umbono nje lapha phandle.
Billy, kind of, with 30 or 40 ushers couldn't keep that little woman out of the prayer line with that baby. She'd run between her legs and everything.
Futhi uBilly wayekhona lapho ezama labancedisi abangamajumi amathathu kumbe amajumi amane babengenilisi ukumgcina emzileni womkhuleko laleyo ngane wayegijima phansi kwenyawo zabo lakho konke.
So finally, I sent Jack Moore down. I said, go pray for it.
Ngakho ke ekucineni ngathumela uJack Mopans ngathi hamba uyoyikhulekela.
I looked out here and see a little Mexican baby smiling. I said, wait a minute, bring it here.
Ngakhangela phandle le futhi ngabona ingane yesMexico ibobotheka. Ngathi mana okomzuzu ilethe lapha bona.
And when I put my hands on that blanket, poured down rain all day and had been standing there since early that morning. This is about 11 o'clock at night.
Futhi ngathi ngifaka izandla zam phezu kwaleyo ngubo. Lali thululeka nje izulu usuku lonke futhi babemi lapho kusukela ekuseni kakhulu njalo kwaso kulihola lethumi lanye lobo busuku.
And put my hands over on the little baby, it began kicking and squealing and they began screaming.
Futhi ngafaka izandla zam phezu kwengane encane yaqala ukukhahlela lokukhala njalo baqalisa ukumemeza.
So then they take it down and got the statement, went to the doctor. The doctor said, I pronounced the baby dead this morning at 9 o'clock. It died with pneumonia.
Ngakho bayithatha futhi bayathola istatement. Bahamba kudokotela futhi udokotela wathi ngimemezele ukuthi ingane ifile likuseni ngehola lesifica omunye omunye. Ife ngesihlabu bona.
And so then those things are true. They are statements. It has to be. We should always be honest and truthful about anything.
Futhi ngakho ke lezo zinto ziliqiniso zingama statement kufanele kube njalo kufanele sihlale sithembekile futhi siqinisekile ngakho konke.
Don't make it any, just let it be what it is. God don't need any help on anything. You see, he's God.
Ungakwenzi kube loba kuyekele kube yilokho okuyikho. Kuyekele uNkulunkulu kading usizo kulaloba ikuyini uyabo unguNkulunkulu.
So this, he said, now, but when this mother called up Brother Branham in America, crying to him over the phone, come over and raise up my little baby, and in the United States government, her husband is a chaplain in the army.
Ngakho lokho wakutsho manje. Kodwa lumama ebiza umfowethu Branham eMelika ekhala efonini. Buya ngapha uzovusa ingane yami. Futhi uhulumende weUnited States indoda yakhe ingumfundisi webuthweni.
You all know Julius, many of you. Wrote my book, Prophet Visits Africa.
Futhi lonke liyamazi uJulius inengileni. Liyamazi waloba ibhuku lami umprophet wethekela iAfrika.
And that poor little Norwegian mother screaming top her voice, Brother Bram, I'll stand there when that baby comes alive.
Futhi lo mama omncane ohawulayo we Norway imemezela phezulu kwephimbo lakhe. What? Mfowethu Branham bengimi lapho. Leyo ngane lapho ivuso ekuphileni.
That we believe you to be a servant of the of Christ. Said, come lay your hands upon my baby and it'll live.
What siyakukholwa ukuthi uyinceku ka Christu. What woza ubeke izandla zakho phezu kweingane yami njalo izaphila.
Just died just in a moment to his pneumonia. I'm sick about 4 hours, fine.
Ife nje okomzuzu owodwa kumbe embili ngesihlabo ibigula okwamahola angaba mane amahlanu.
And these men have been around there hollering, screaming, and jumping up and down, saying, God go raise up, God go raise up.
Futhi la madoda abekhona lapho ememezela lokuklabalala futhi beseqa phezulu la phansi besithi uNkulunkulu uzayivusa, uNkulunkulu uzayivusa.
And said, by that, the American, not the American Airlines, the United States Army was going to fly me over in a jet and back in the day. See?
Njalo wathi ngalokho eyasemelika indiza kumbe hatch indiza yasemelika ibutho le United States laliza ngiphaphisa ngendiza mthina futhi lingiphendukise ngosuku lunye bona.
Now I said, before I come, let me find the will of the Lord. So I prayed 2 days, and that doctor so nice left the baby lay there.
Futhi ngathi ngingakezi kahle ngifumane intando yenkosi. Ngakho ngakhuleka amalanga amabili futhi lo dokotela wayelunge sibili ukuthi avumele ingane ilale lapho.
Then one morning I got up and started walk out into the kitchen. I looked stand there over just the light, about the size of that light there circling around, said, don't touch that, don't rebuke that, that's the hand of the Lord.
Ngakho enye ikuseni ngavuka njalo ngaqala ukuhamba ngisiya emkhulwini ngakhangela ngimi lapho phezulu kwakuyikukhanya okulingana lesibani lesiya kubhoda bhoda wathi ungakubambi lokho ungakukhalimeli lokho leso isandla senkosi.
I run right back and called the nation and called and said, I cannot come.
Ngagijima ngibuyela muva njalo ngachayela ucingo isizwe futhi ngachayela ucingo futhi ngathi angenelisi ukuza.
This Lutheran minister said, why don't you wait till you get a clear cut decision from God, like Brother Branham did, and then you know what you're talking about.
Futhi lo umchumayeli wama Lutheran wathi kungani ungalindi uthole isinqumo esiqunywe kahle esivela kuNkulunkulu njengokwenza ngumfo wethu uBranham futhi ngakho ubekwazi okhuluma ngakho.
Now that is it, brother. If we'll just not jump at conclusions and wait and get a clear cut decision from God.
Manje yikho lokho bazalwane. Nxa singasoze sigijimele ukuthi sithi yikho lokho. Njalo silinde futhi sithole esikhanyayo isinqumo esiqunywe kahle sivela kuNkulunkulu.
And all this year healing sinners that don't know nothing about God.
Futhi konke lokho ukusilisa izoni ezingazi lutho ngoNkulunkulu.
I believe that divine healing is based upon a principle that you ought to come to God first and give your heart to Him and wash up your lives in the blood of Jesus Christ, and then God will go to work with you and heal you.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi ukusiliswa kukamoya kusekelwe esimisweni ukuthi kufanele uze kuNkulunkulu kuqala futhi unikele inhliziyo yakho kuye njalo lihlanze impilo zenu egazini likaJesu Kristu futhi ke uNkulunkulu uza kusebenza lawe futhi akusilise.
Just like this brother said about the little woman he had prayed for down there, a saint of God, you see.
Njengokutsho komzalwane lo mayelana ngowesifazane omncane ayekhulekele phansi le ongcwele kaNkulunkulu uyabo.
In my life I've made many mistakes. I've done lots of things that's wrong. I'll probably, if I live much longer, I'll do many more.
Empilweni yami ngenza amaphutha amaningi, ngenza izinto eziningi ezingalunganga. Ngiza mhlawumbe nxa ngingaphila isikhathi eside ngiza kwenza amaningi.
Perhaps some of these stumbling blocks in your way, I hope that you forgive me.
Mhlawumbe amanye akhona aza kuba isikhubekiso endleleni yenu. Ngiyathemba ukuthi ngiza ngithethelela.
I was reading of Abraham, how is the frustration that he had.
Ngangifunda ngo-Abraham ukuthi ukudideka ayelakho.
How that he
mile of things that he did. He doubted God and he lied about his wife and everything.
Ukuthi yena wa mina bo izinto azenzayo wathandabuza uNkulunkulu futhi waqamba amanga ngomkakhe futhi lakho konke.
But when his divine commentary was written in Romans 4, it never mentioned his mistakes, but said Abraham never staggered at the unbelief through God, but was strong.
Kodwa isibabazo sakhe sikamoya silotshwe kwabase Roma 4 akuzange kuqanjwe amaphutha akhe. Kodwa wathi uAbraham kazange athandabuze ekungakholweni ngoNkulunkulu. Kodwa waqina.
All of his mistakes was all forgotten about when the divine commentary of his life was written. His frustrations wasn't even mentioned. His mistakes wasn't mentioned.
Wonke amaphutha akhe akhohlakala ngawo. Lapho isibabazo sempilo yakhe salotshwa. Ukudideka kwakhe akuzange kukhulunywe. Amaphutha akhe akazange abaliswe.
Brother, I hope that when my commentary is read that day that he'll rub mine out too and won't think about it. I hope you do too. God bless you.
Futhi bazalwane, ngiyathemba ukuthi nxa isibabazo sami nxa sifundo ngalolu suku ukuthi uzakwesula awami futhi engasoze acabange ngawo futhi. Ngiyathemba liyakwenza njalo. UNkulunkulu alibusise.
Amen. If I could see this happen all over the whole world, I'd say.
Nxa ngingabona lokho kusenzakala emhlabeni wonke, ngingathi Nkosi, yekela inceku yakho ihambe ngokuthula.